the road to the nomination smoother for Republican John McCain while doing little to clarify the race between Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Let's begin our coverage in New York with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
The crowd at Clinton's New York headquarters was charged up, powered by winds in New York and California and six other states.
It's not about who's up or who's down. It's about your lives, your families, your futures.
A night for big-name supporters like Hollywood director Rob Reiner.
She did exactly what she should be doing, and I think she's clearly in a great position right now.
But that position is a virtual delegate deadlock with Obama, something her supporters could not have imagined when the nomination seemed so inevitable.
Yes, we can. Let's go work.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at Obama headquarters in Chicago. With the race virtually deadlocked, Barack Obama is in effect calling on his supporters to pace themselves for the long haul.
The stakes are too high and the challenge is too great to play the same Washington game with the same Washington players.
Obama repeatedly urged his backers to seize the moment, but both Democrats know they now face a prolonged fight for the party nomination. A top Obama advisor says today is the first day of the rest of the campaign. Live in Chicago, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Dan Revive. The two Democrats have different strengths, says CBS News consultant Leonie Huddy, examining the exit polls, finding Clinton depends on white women and Hispanics.
It's overwhelming. The last numbers I saw was 69% of Latinos in California voted for Hillary Clinton. That's massive.
While Barack Obama gets huge numbers among African Americans and also leads among younger voters, and finds McCain still unable to attract self-identified conservatives.
That's a problem. If you're a Republican candidate for the presidency and conservatives are not supporting you, that really puts a dent in his victory.
But conservatives are split between Romney and Huckabee.
Well, it was a grand old party for Arizona Senator John McCain last night after racking up impressive victories.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Phoenix. Jubilant John McCain supporters cheered a confident candidate who now believes he will be the Republican nominee. He sounded like it, focusing on uniting his splintered party.
I salute Governor Huckabee.
Who further exposed his weakness among conservatives. 6 in 10 conservatives did not vote for McCain.
And I want to congratulate Governor Romney as well.
Who pledges to fight and spend more. While McCain vowed to beat either Democrat, truth is, his biggest Super Tuesday delegate victories came in states where Democrats will have a decided edge in November.
I'm Bob Fuss in Boston. His supporters were enthusiastic, but no matter how you cut it, it was a rough night for Mitt Romney, who said he'll fight on and took after the Washington establishment, by which he means John McCain.
It's time for the politicians to leave Washington and for we the people to take over.
It's a strange turn for Romney, who's outspent opponents by huge margins, that he's suddenly the outsider fighting to come from behind.
I'm Peter King at Little Rock. Mike Huckabee's Southern strategy pays off as he wins Georgia, Tennessee, West Virginia, Arkansas, and Alabama.
A lot of people had tried to sort of push us off the stage and say that we really weren't relevant anymore. We knew better, and tonight really affirmed that our campaign is very much alive.
So much so that he says his campaign has raised more cash in the past 6 days than it did during the first 6 months.
Well, after yesterday, McCain leads Huckabee and Romney by more than 400 delegates. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is ahead of Barack Obama by 76 delegates. And the candidates will have little time to draw breath. There are a string of primaries and caucuses looming on Saturday and next Tuesday. Romney and Huckabee may have a steep mountain to climb catching McCain. His resurrection, says CBS News chief political correspondent Jeff Greenfield, has been astonishing.
He stood at 7% in the polls 2 months ago and now appears to be in a position to be, if not the putative nominee, well on his way to being the unchallenged front runner. It is a comeback about as remarkable as anything we've seen in modern politics.
While McCain may be in the driver's seat on the GOP side, the outlook for Obama and Clinton is more uncertain, CBS News political consultant Joe Trippi.
I think you got to look at the next 10 states, and there aren't a whole lot of states that look good for Senator Clinton. Louisiana, Maryland, the District of Columbia.
But Clinton has a better shot in contests later on the calendar, and that, says CBS News chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer, means the Democratic race won't be settled soon.
It may be a month or so. It may be all the way to the nominating convention before we know who's going to get the Democratic nomination.
It's 5 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democrat Barack Obama and Republican Mitt Romney scoring overwhelming victories in Colorado's presidential caucuses last night, benefiting from a record turnout that included thousands of first-time caucus goers.
I was expecting maybe 20 people here, and all of a sudden there's 200 or 300.
Yeah, with just about all the Democratic precincts reporting, Obama has 66% of the vote to 33% for Clinton. On the Republican side, Romney has 59%, McCain 19%, Huckabee 13%, Ron Paul 8%. Both parties reporting extremely heavy turnout. Governor Ritter says moving the caucus date up to Super Tuesday helped bring out the crowds.
You know, in Colorado, we're doing a better and better job of getting young people engaged. Then I have to give a lot of credit to the Obama campaign, which I think was very well organized in Colorado, did a great job of getting their people to the caucuses.
More than 118,000 Democratic voters went to the caucuses compared to just 15,000 4 years ago. More than 56,000 Republicans took part. And the megachurch founded by Pastor Ted Haggard says he has prematurely ended a spiritual restoration process begun when he was fired for sexual misconduct. Haggard, of course, dismissed from the New Life Church, resigning as president of the National Association of Evangelicals after a former male hooker alleged they had a pay-for-play relationship. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The ramp to Evans from southbound I-25 still closed due to a rollover accident. Lots of flashing lights and activity in the area, but as far as getting by on the highway, people are kind of flying by. Use Yale or Colorado to get around this if you need to exit at Evans. The rest of the Denver highway is pretty busy right now, starting to get a little more cars on the road, but no big-time slowdowns yet. A few slick spots and snowpack over I-70 once you get west of Georgia.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Clinton, and she'll talk about the Super Tuesday results. And we have no clear-cut winner. And then on the Republican side, it looks like it's going to be John McCain. Unless something miraculous happens. Which, I find kind of interesting. Because conservative talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the rest of them rant and raved against McCain. Somebody told me that Limbaugh did like a whole hour against John McCain. And what happened? McCain has just gotten stronger. So What do you make of that? That they don't have the influence that they think they do? That the country's changing? And that their influence is waning? Is that what that says? Or that in the end, much is made about what the media says about things, and in the end, people just do what they think is right. So if you want to talk about the Super Tuesday results, 303-713-7600, no clear-cut winner, although Hillary Clinton does lead in delegates. But there's no clear-cut winner. And I worry that we will have a brokered convention here. One of the reasons I worry about that is because then superdelegates get involved, and you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but in my experience, superdelegates usually have some kind of political connection to get where they are, and to me, that spells backroom deals, which I don't think any of us would be too happy about. At least I wouldn't be. I mean, I'd like to see you and I decide who's going to be the nominee. I'd like to see you and I decide who's going to do it. But whoever comes out, whoever's the nominee, trust me on this, I'm going to vote for him. And I think you should too. Even if the results do not turn out the way you would like them to be, I think we have to stick together and I think we have to change this country. 303-713-7600 if you want to hop on and talk about your experiences last night at the caucuses, if you want to talk about the results, if you're happy about them or you're not happy about them, love to talk to you about any of this stuff. Let's go to John in Lakewood. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, man.
Hey, I went and caucused first time last night. It was an interesting experience. I was appointed as a delegate for Green Mountain Precinct 33.
Oh, good for you.
They reported that there were only three people that showed up 2 years ago for our precinct. Last night it was 51 based on the tally of the list. That represents a 1,700% increase. The head count for the presidential nominee was 33 and 18, 33 going to Obama, which that was my group. I went undecided. I was sort of a fantasy person hoping that somehow Gore would be in it, you know, months ago, but obviously that didn't happen. I was originally an Edwards supporter.
Yeah, so was I.
But, you know, you've got to go with the ones that are viable now. I got up and spoke a few times. I let them know that while I could support either candidate, I had a fear that if Hillary's the nominee, she will have a tougher time winning unless Obama is on the ticket with her. I feel that Obama, whoever he has on the ticket, will have a better time of defeating McCain, who is obviously the likely Republican nominee.
You know what? It would be so cool to have a Hillary, Obama, or even Obama-Hillary ticket.
I don't see Obama-Hillary happening. I think Obama would go for somebody else, and even if Hillary was offered it, I just don't see her taking it. I could be wrong, but that's just my impression.
Yeah, you may be right. What about a Hillary-Obama ticket?
Well, if Hillary gets it and she offers it to Obama and he accepts it, I'm fine with that. That's got a lot of benefits to it. Age-wise, Obama obviously has a bright future in front of him, and in 8 years or even in 4 years, he could easily step up and go for eight more, in my opinion.
See, I think they'd be unbeatable.
I think
there'd be no way to stop them.
But I would be comfortable with a Obama-Edwards ticket.
Yeah, you think Edwards, though, would consider running again for the vice presidency?
He would still, even with both of their youth, even though Edwards a little bit older than Obama, after 4 or 8 years, you know, with a good with the good administration, Edwards would be a shoo-in for at least 4, if not 8 more years after that. So, you know, hey, you got a northerner, you got a southerner.
Yeah, I'm like you, man. I hope Edwards doesn't drop totally out of the scene. I really hope that he doesn't. And we may not get totally what we want. I'm hoping Obama does it. But if he doesn't, then we got to stand behind Hillary Clinton. We don't have any other, you know, choice. I mean, we have to, because what are you going to do? You're not going to vote?
Well, I understand your fears about a brokered convention, but then I also see there's the potential for coming up with some good compromises and having some of these people, you know, accept maybe some of the better populist aspects that Edwards was proposing, based on him saying, hey, I will support you if you agree to X, Y, and Z.
So, you know what?
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know what? And I'll ask Rich Masters about that, because he's been through this before and he knows.
Yeah.
And so we'll ask him after 7 o'clock about it. John, thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, Janie.
All right. Let's go to Michelle in Aurora. Michelle, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I want to say I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. You know I do. I got a big passionate crush on you, and you know it.
Of course. I have never seen anything like this in my life, and
yeah.
I was so proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, how was it last night? Talk
about
that.
I'm an Obama supporter, and those people came out in numbers. We had over 500 people.
Whoa!
District 505.
Wow.
Which is Aurora. And I think what people are forgetting about Obama is he is changing minds. I saw a lot of older people there. I saw a lot of young people there. I saw people of all colors there. I think with Hillary Clinton, the early vote helped her tremendously. But I do see what you're saying about the party. We're split. I think we are very split.
We are for right now, but I think that don't you think that once this is over with, though, we can all get together in a common purpose?
I think it's going to be a little tougher to convince those supporters to support Hillary versus Obama, though, because for the simple fact that if she doesn't put him somewhere on the ticket, it is going to be hard for her to beat McCain. I mean, his momentum, people say that he is counted out. I don't think so. I think for him to come this close, knowing that he's the underdog and nobody gave him a chance, is a victory for him. For her, yes, she did get the big states, but it's because of her support base. But he's been chipping away at it.
Well, McCain's going to have one problem, though. He's going to have a big one. You know what that is? The ultra-right evangelicals are going to stay away from him. Look at James Dobson's comment this morning in the Denver Post. He says that he is not, for the first time in his lifetime, he will not vote if McCain is the nominee.
But what if he puts Huckabee on?
Well, SVP. Well, I think maybe we should ask Dobson that question, because I don't know. I don't know if he would accept that still. He won't accept McCain. There's a lot of ultra-right evangelicals that won't accept McCain. And who knows if McCain would put Huckabee on.
Okay, and I got to say, Mitt Romney has to stop now.
Yeah, I think Willard's gone far enough. I don't think he... But you know what? He's got plenty of money. He's got money to hang in.
Well, if he wants to keep spending money and wasting it, I guess that's his right. But I think that's hurting him in the long run, and he needs to stop.
But I'm interested in the key point you made. You don't think that if Obama wins, you don't think the Hillary people can line up with Obama? And if Hillary wins, you don't think that those of us who back Obama can't line up against Hillary?
I think more of the support leans towards him, just because I've seen some people change their minds. The longer he has stayed in this, the more minds he has changed. And you can look at that in the poll numbers. And that's a significant advantage for him, because people do want that positive hope back.
Okay, but let me ask you again before I have to go get traffic here.
Okay.
If by some reason Obama does not get the nomination, do you think that those of us who back Obama, that we could stand behind Hillary Clinton, or do you think the party's too divided? I believe we can do it. I believe we can. I believe in the end, regardless of who gets the nomination, we can unite.
I think we can unite, but it'll be hard because you can see the contrast between them, between both of them, and you understand why people are leaning towards Obama more than Hillary. And I think that hurts her. She should have put it away, in my view. You can say Barack didn't get most of the delegates, but look how close he is. I mean, people aren't giving him a chance, and I think that's not right. I think people need to listen to both sides and give him the fair chance that they're giving Hillary.
I'm backing him all the way. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to send him some more money today.
I'm sending him some, too.
Okay. Appreciate it, Michelle.
Thank you, Jay. We love you so much.
Love you, too. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
621, 21 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600, your reaction to last night's caucuses and your reaction to the outcome of Super Tuesday. And also, do you think that when this is all said and done, do you think people can unite against the nominee unite with the nominee, even if the nominee is not who you choose? I don't know, John, what do you think, man? Do you think you can unite against... I mean, if the one you're backing doesn't come through, do you think you can unite for the one you were against?
Yes, definitely. Just because you don't like him now doesn't mean you won't like him come November.
Yeah, we can pull that together, can't we?
Right.
Absolutely. See, now John Turk has spoken. And John Turk knows what he's talking about because between the Pats and the Giants, he picked the Giants and the Giants won.
And guess what? You owe me lunch.
Yeah, I do owe you lunch.
I picked a big upset.
I know you did. Do you want to try
double or nothing?
Do you want to go for double or nothing?
Yeah, what's coming up? You're gonna make me bet on something I have nothing. I know nothing about, like a race or something.
No. I'll find something. I'll find something that we can unite on. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and Mr. Turk handles the traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Just one problem you're gonna find as you head out this morning, southbound I-25 at Evans. We have a rollover accident. This is an injury accident. It's blocking the off ramp there as you try to get off on Evans. Also building up further north, coming southbound out of North Glen and Thornton in Golden. Strong winds blowing ground snow across both directions of Highway 93. This is happening between US 6 and Boulder. In the high country, I-70 mainly wet and slushy with icy spots between Denver and Vail. More snow packed over Loveland, Berthoud, and Vail passes. Change are required for semis over US 6 Loveland Pass. Today's forecast, partly cloudy this morning with a few snow showers developing during this afternoon. Look for a high near 39. Tonight, on and off snow showers and a low of 19.
Close your eyes and think of warm tropical breezes, white sandy beaches, aquamarine waters, and deep blue skies. Now imagine you're enjoying a faraway underwater world of coral reefs and Dr. Seuss tropical sea creatures. Ocean First Divers invites you on an exotic journey to Indonesia, Cozumel, or the Galapagos. Be pampered in Bali or dive off the Yucatan, starting at under $1,800 per person. Need lessons or a refresher? Ocean First Divers has Boulder's only heated dive pool, located right at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the Steel Yards. Go online at OceanFirstDivers.com and check out their carbon offset program.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival. Try Hydroxytone free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She's always looked good, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone, and for a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-900-4211. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-900-4211. 1-800-900-4211.
This is Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I owe you all a debt I can never fully repay, but I promise I'll never forget it. And I'll work every day of my life to prove myself worthy of your faith in me.
Yeah, there's John McCain, who has suddenly found religion, but it's not enough religion for James Dobson. And Rush Limbaugh railed against McCain, and what good did that do? No good at all. 626, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of snow, high today 39. Here's Kurt Littleton, who wants to talk about Limbaugh. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jake. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. How about you?
Joe, moderate friend from the South here. You know, Rush Limbaugh has just effectively marginalized himself. And you can see that because the very thing that he tried so hard to do was so much invective, he failed at. And so you wonder, what in his bag of tricks or his skill set does he have left to be more effective? But he doesn't have anything, because the only direction he can go is with more invective and yelling and screaming.
Well, so, I think whoa, what is that?
What's that?
Oh, I was just wondering about that noise. I think you can support one candidate over another,
yeah,
because that's what the primary process is about. But I don't think that you can sit there and derail or try to derail one candidate over another.
No, and both Dobson and he have the illusion that they have that kind of power, but they really don't. You know, because the entire country is filled with people who are at a different place than those guys are. Now, they have a far, far, far right location, you know, on the spectrum. But most of the country doesn't live there. And the thought that somebody that they would want to have in office, Limbaugh or Dobson, would be able to govern is just an illusion. You know, that whoever they would want in could never govern this country.
Well, it's kind of interesting.
And they wouldn't win the election.
It's kind of interesting. If Dobson, if McCain gets a nomination, and it looks like he is, if Dobson says he's going to stay home,
yeah,
do you think the majority of his followers will follow his lead, or do you think that they'll just do what they want to do and say, sorry, James, I'm not staying home?
Well, I think the majority of his followers will probably ignore him and go out and do what they think that they need to do. I don't think that he has that many followers who are as far right as he is, you know, that are just glommed onto that and are going to stick with that, you know, even if they have to depart from the Republican Party. You remember?
All right. Let me ask you this final question. Is the fact that Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of them raged against McCain and it didn't stop McCain, is that a loss for them?
My gosh, yes, because you know who's going to step in the breach is the independents. McCain doesn't need those guys, and he doesn't need their strictest followers. The independents for McCain are going to step into the breach. That's how that's going to happen. And I want to say one other thing that you guys are talking about, and that is, if Hillary and Obama have any sense at all, whoever wins or comes out, you know, with enough delegates, had better get the other person on the vice presidential candidate because you're absolutely right. If the two of them are on the ticket, in whichever one is top or bottom, nobody will defeat them.
I believe that. I believe that if they join together, I believe they're unbeatable.
Absolutely unbeatable. And it's going to be fascinating to see how it turns out. But I want to say one last thing. If you looked at the last debate and that question was brought up and you saw the body language and the facial language during the debate as to how they answered it, and then you saw the two of them talking very closely after the debate, it would lead anybody to think that they'll be able to get along okay on the same ticket.
Yeah, I hope so. And I'll tell you something. As much as Wolf Blitzer tried to stir that stuff up, it didn't work.
No. It just
And Kennedy put Johnson on.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's plenty of... And that was a bitter battle. I mean, old enough to remember that. See, and that was a hard-fought battle.
Yeah, that was. That was much rougher than that was much rougher than what this is.
Went down to the broker convention, you know, and it worked out beautifully that way.
Well, listen, I think it's an interesting thing to ask people here if they would accept both of them on the same ticket. Kurt, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour. All right, you know, would you accept both of them on the same ticket? In other words, what happens right now if we sent out a unity call and it went to a brokered convention here in Denver in August? Would you accept both in the same ticket? I would. I think it'd be unbeatable. 303-713-7600. And here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I went and voted caucused last night. First of all, that entire system, I don't know, did you go?
Yeah, I did.
Where I was, it was a complete disaster. And I talked to one of my friends who is one of Obama's precinct captains, and she said her place was a complete disaster.
What happened? What happened to you?
They didn't have enough precinct captains. Nobody knew exactly what the process was supposed to be, so we had to wait for people to come around that actually had a clue, and it was just completely disorganized.
Well, I have to tell you, this is only the second caucus state I've ever lived in. The first one was Utah. And while the caucus process there went off okay, I found that to be, I don't know, I had a feeling of no fulfillment. We didn't meet at a, like a school or a public facility. We met at somebody's house. And to me, it's not the same as going in and voting. Like going into a voting booth.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just sorry that happened. How long did it take them to get all that together?
Probably an hour and a half just to do the straw poll.
It took an hour and a half?
Yep. And the thing is, if they, I mean, you did your straw poll, and then you had to vote for captains and people to send as delegates and,
right,
all that other jazz, but maybe they were just overwhelmed by the amount of people that showed up. I mean, I had to walk five blocks just to get to the school that mine was at.
How many?
So I'm glad to see that many people showed up.
All right, how many people? And yours is on the Republican side.
Yeah.
How many people do you think were there?
Oh God, it was in a middle school, and I know that the entire downstairs and half of the upstairs was full of people.
All right, so would you say over 100?
Oh, yeah. In the room I was in, there was probably 300 people.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There was probably close to 1,000 people, I would say.
All right, can I ask you, who did you caucus for?
I caucused for Mitt Romney. And that brings me to my second point. If McCain is my party's nominee, I'm not staying home on the general election, but I will not vote for the presidency. I'll vote the other stuff, but... Especially after the stuff he pulled yesterday with Huckabee in West Virginia, that shows that he is an old school politician up to backdoor tricks. I don't like the guy.
Hmm. So you would just leave your presidential? You would just leave your presidential selection? You just leave it blank?
Blank. I'll leave it blank. And you know what that last guy was saying about Rush Limbaugh and this showing that. That what happened with McCain leading has nothing to do with that. You know, I'm a man. I don't let Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and that whack job Dobson decide who I'm going to vote for. I happen to agree with him, though. I don't think that McCain is a true conservative candidate. He's moved left over the last few years. So we have, if it goes forward like it's gonna, it seems like it's gonna, we're gonna have three liberals to choose from. I'm not choosing.
Do you think Mitt Romney is, well, listen, he used to have some very liberal views. I mean, does that doesn't bother you?
Yeah, he did. I know on abortion, one of them. The thing is, it doesn't seem like in the last 6 months he's changed his opinion on major things like, oh, now I see the light on the immigration issue. I understand why you guys feel the way you did. No, you don't. I don't like McCain. Let me ask you this, though, Jay. What do you think would happen if it was Obama and Hillary versus McCain and Lieberman?
We'd win.
You think you'd win?
Yes. Yes. I don't think you can beat. If you put the two of them together, I don't think anybody can beat them.
Well, good luck to you guys. That's all I can say.
Well,
the Republicans aren't getting my vote. I know that. And I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way I do.
Yeah, there's some resistance to John McCain, no question. Mark, thanks for your honesty.
Have a good one.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. 636, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And, John, with the traffic.
I-25 southbound running slow in a few areas now. First, as you come out of North Glen from 104th to 84th, again downtown from Park Avenue to Spear. And then once you get through the Narrows, we had a rollover accident as you approach Evans. This is an injury accident. It's blocking the ramp from I-25 to Evans. Look out, Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. High winds blowing snow across the roadway. I-225 building in Aurora as you head north from Parker Road to Iliff. C-470 also filling in eastbound beginning at Broadway. Today's forecast mostly sunny and cool with a chance of afternoon snow showers. It will be breezy this evening with a low of 19 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, but could be windy. Look for a high near 45. Currently, it's 23 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 active Lusay features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
Mile High Harley Davidson in Aurora and Parker is ready to ride for the best in sales, service, parts, motor clothes.
This song is about roll up the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on MSN Entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which couples are blooming and which have drifted, and which young idol from rehab escaped, and to which charity baby later donate, and who's adopting kids, our nation's foreign, whose movies are hit and whose is boring. I wanna be where the flash bulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN Entertainment.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, she said she didn't want anything. She's cool like that.
Oh, no. Greg, what she means by that is that she wants you to surprise her with something from the heart.
Oh, dear.
This Valentine's Day, Kmart's Best of Blue is filled with items she'll love, like diamond earrings, pajama sets, or a beautiful Journey pendant.
Wait, so when I call home and she tells me to stay out with my buddies, that means...
Come home now.
No way.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling. 3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Somebody asked me, you know what? I think it was David Sirota asked me this. By the way, we'll be talking to him again this morning, and thanks for the great job he did yesterday. But I think it was David Sirota that said to me, GJ, I'd always heard the winters here were so mild. It's been snowing a lot, hasn't it? Now we got snow again in the forecast. Now that chance is only 30%, but have you ever noticed when the 30% comes? I mean, then bang. It does snow. All right, we're talking about the caucus experiences from yesterday, last night, and your feelings about the outcome. 303-713-7600. Here's Michael in Highlands Ranch. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jay. Personally, I kind of like the snow.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. John Turk wants the weather to shape up so he can go out and spank Whitey. And I want it to shape up because I crave sunshine.
I kind of like the snow. It's kind of fun. I'm originally from Texas, so I like the snow.
Where are you from in Texas?
Houston.
Yeah, don't get much snow there, do they?
No. Just I remember growing up, we got a big snowstorm when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah. I almost took a job once in Houston at KIKK.
Yeah, I know that station.
But I decided against it.
Yeah, it was probably a good choice. I don't ever want it. Houston's built on a swamp. I don't want to go back. I like Colorado.
Well, you know what? You're like me. I like Colorado, too. So,
yeah.
So tell me what happened in Highlands Ranch last night.
Well, you know, I unfortunately couldn't go to any caucuses because of work. It just kind of worked out that way. What I wasn't surprised about was the small comeback by Huckabee last night. I always figured that Huckabee would have done well in the South, and he did.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised with Hillary, with her strong showing in California. I thought Obama did really well. As far as the tickets go, I really don't see how it's going to matter one bit which one of either Hillary or Obama gets the nomination. I think the Democrats are set either way. I do, however, think that this election is going to produce, regardless of who wins, whether it's Obama, whether it's Hillary, whether it's McCain, whether it's Romney, whoever, I think this election will produce a one-term president.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, I'm not going to vote for Hillary, no matter what.
Well, wait a minute. If she gets the nomination, you won't vote for her?
I will not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, but who would you vote for?
Probably whoever gets the Republican nomination.
You're kidding me.
No, dead serious. You know what? It's time to get the Bushes and the Clintons out. If we really want change, let's get the legacies out of here.
Yeah, the trouble is, though, if you really want change, watch out what kind of change you want. I mean, there's several things here. Let me tell you something. There's a whole host of things here that people never think about. Let me run some of these by you. First of all, you're probably going to have a Supreme Court nominee within the next four years.
At least one.
All right. Now, who do you think is going to nominate a Supreme Court nominee that would represent your best interests and the best interests of the country, Hillary Clinton or John McCain?
I believe McCain.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm not. I have never, ever been a fan of Hillary Clinton. Not one bit. And I will not vote for her. And I would
okay.
Take serious consideration to not. If Obama gets the nomination and she's the VP, I'd have to give serious consideration to not even voting for the Democratic ticket.
Okay. So you think that John McCain, despite the fact that the Republican Party, that their coalition revolves around two interests, big business and the religious right, you believe that John McCain, representing those interests, would put somebody on the Supreme Court that would reflect mainstream values?
you know what? I think that if you look over the last, at least 20 years, you know, sometimes Supreme Court justices are a crapshoot. I mean, look what happened with Souter. I mean, are you trying to tell me that if Hillary becomes the president, or Obama for that matter, and they appoint a Supreme Court, the Supreme Court justices aren't really beholding to a president.
No, but they traditionally reflect the ideology
of a president.
Well, it's not a guarantee. No, but nothing in life is. The point is that the president has a lot of effect on not only the Supreme Court but the federal court systems. And do you really believe that John McCain would represent your interests, or do you think that he would represent the interests of the GOP's constituency, which is big business? That's one. Number two, federal agencies. Most of them have been gutted, including the agency that affects me, and that's the FCC. But the FDA has, I could go down the list.
Don't get me started on the FDA.
Well,
that's another topic for another day. But
why are you against the FDA?
Well, quite honestly, the one thing that about all of these candidates, the one thing that I don't like is the fact that, you know, when it comes to health care and the whole, basically the wellness of the country, nobody's talking about the real problems. Everyone wants to just throw money and, like, I'll get you cheap drugs, I'll get you cheap medicine.
Well, wait a minute, though.
I'll get you cheap doctors.
Yeah, but wait a minute, though. Hold on a second. Now, look, we all have to look, in this day and age in medicine, pharmaceuticals are considered to be the point of treatment. And what's wrong with the idea of candidates saying that you and I should be able to buy drugs at a cheaper rate? What's wrong with that idea?
That's not, in and of itself, nothing. But the bigger issue is, what are we allowing into our food supply that's causing us to have to go there? Read the boxes on the drugs. A lot of the side effects are worse than what you've actually got.
Well, I agree, but you know what? You're never going to get that regulated, nor are you going to get anything else regulated unless you've got an agency that's got some teeth in it. And right now,
do you think the FDA, the staff, money?
Well, wait a minute. The staffs in those agencies have been cut, and
do you honestly think that if we threw money and staff into the FDA, they're going to do something as drastic as to finally do something that is so necessary and outlaw things like hydrogenated oils?
Yes, I think that they would police it a lot closer, because I don't see it as being throwing money at anything. I see it as being taking an agency that was originally designed to protect you and me, the consumer, and I believe that if you make that agency where it has some enforcement value and it has some teeth in it, yeah, I think it will. I think there was a time in this country when those agencies did work, and they worked quite effectively. But now they're gutted, and they don't work, and every other day something turns up to prove that they don't work. And I think that I think that you cannot make government work if you do not respect government. That's number one.
I agree with that.
And number two, I'm not for throwing money at anything, and I don't think anybody's for throwing money at anything, but if you care about yourself, if you care about your kids, I would urge you not to vote against your own self-interests, which was what you'd be doing if you vote for somebody who doesn't believe that things like the FDA, the FCC, the FAA, the EPA, the NLRB, and I could go down the list, that these organizations should, one, implement policy of the White House, and two, have no enforcement value. You're asking for trouble, because any time you get into a quote-unquote free market situation, which some of these people advocate, it always ends up doing one thing. It always ends up drilling the consumer in the pocketbook and in the head. And that's one of the big problems. One of the big disagreements that sure. that I have with people like John McCain. I mean, and also, let me throw this in before I have to go get traffic.
Sure.
Do you agree with the idea that we should stay in Iraq for 100 years if we need to?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Do you agree with the idea that we should stay in Iraq for 100 years if we need to?
Stay in Iraq for 100 years?
No, yeah.
I don't think that's an absolute necessity.
Well, no. Do you believe that we should if we have to?
No.
That's what John McCain says.
Well, yeah, and I think that's completely unrealistic. We didn't stay in Germany for 100 years.
No, I just don't.
We didn't stay in Japan for 100 years.
I think
those kind of solutions are completely, you know, and quite honestly, that you know, I mean, where do you separate campaign rhetoric for what would actually happen once the person gets in the White House?
Well, I think where you separate it is you take people at their word, and if they express something and that's what they say, then that's what they stand for. And I would urge you, all I can urge you to do is you need to vote, but all I can urge for you to do is just check this stuff out and be careful that you don't vote against your own self-interest. Michael, thanks, man.
Have a good one.
Okay, appreciate it. 651. 951, no, Jay. 651 at AM 760.
You wish it was
951. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Well, doesn't everybody want to get off work?
Yeah, 100%.
Like you don't wish it was?
I do. I won't lie. I ain't spanking Whitey today, though.
No, you're right. You know, you're right. It's too cold. What happened to the mild winters?
The last couple of years have been a little different.
Yeah, they certainly have. Do you think that's global warming?
I do, yes.
I think something's going on out there. I'll tell you what. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Turk with traffic.
It's pretty quiet out there right now, which is quite a good thing. Earlier, we had a rollover accident southbound I-25 at Evans, so you have to tap your brakes beginning around Colorado Boulevard. We are seeing heavier volumes on I-225 northbound from Parker to Iliff and southbound from Yosemite to the interstate. I-25 southbound out of Northland and Thornton also filling in with that normal congestion here, 104th to 84th, seeing speeds in the 40s. Not sure if it's a stall or an accident, but we do see a traffic problem on Morrison Road at C-470. Today's forecast, mountain snow will move to the Front Range this afternoon. High should reach the upper 30s. Right now it's 23 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota certified used vehicles. The best new cars make the best used cars. Featuring a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
J. Marvin along with you. Good morning. Hey, Rocky's Autos has got a large selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. And if this constant snow is causing you trouble and you want a front-wheel, four-wheel, or all-wheel drive vehicle, then you got to go to Rocky's. And something else, if the high price of gas is bothering your bank account, head on out to Rocky's. Here's the thing. You buy a new car, that sounds great, doesn't it? Minute you drive it off the lot, you start that car and you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. So let somebody else take the pain of depreciation and you can pick up the savings. Plus, Rocky's wants to see your trade and they've got numerous ways to finance and number one, A, good people out there Marv and Tom Al Shear, the Al Shear brothers, and Spanky Herrera, and all the great people out there. The Al Shears are just my best friends. So if you go out there, tell them. Say, hey, Jay sent me. Because you know what? They'll treat you right. I guarantee you they'll treat you right. Rocky's Autos open tonight until 8. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. And today's a great day to go shopping at Rocky's. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they have that consistency of years in this business. And they're located at 63rd and Federal.
Let's say you're injured or financially damaged in some way. Do you know your rights? What you don't know can and will hurt you when it comes to the legal system. No one will feel sorry for you when it comes to paying you. That's why you need experienced lawyers on your side. Bell and Pollock, the lawyers I call on my show for legal advice. They'll fight for you. And most important of all, make the at-fault party pay. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Always free initial consultations. 303-795-5900.
With its exclusive Help Me feature, TomTom helps you find emergency assistance at the tap of a finger, no matter where you are. So go with the world's number one selling automotive GPS, TomTom. Go confidently.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of snow. High today, 39. Ooh, Hendrix. Yeah. All right, Jimmy. All right, we're talking about the caucuses. We're talking about the outcome and your experiences. Let's go to Jerome in Broomfield. Jerome, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, man. What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I've never gone to a caucus before. Last night was my first experience with that. I've been voting in the general since I was 18, but it was pretty amazing. I live in Broomfield County, and they were walking up and down the halls. They had to move people into other areas of the school because the two major areas where they had people were filled up. I drove to the end of my street. I lived just off of 136th, and there were headlights in one direction and taillights in the other headed towards the caucus.
Wow.
They had a 1,400 voter turnout last night. I was afraid I wasn't going to make it, so I pulled off on a side street and ended up walking about the last quarter mile.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a good first experience, and, you know, the general consensus I got from people talking to people in there was just that, you know, we've got two really great candidates, and we're going to be in good shape whichever way it goes. Just one other thing I kind of wanted to touch on, the healthcare issue is pretty key for me because I'm in a job that's union, and I have healthcare, but I don't necessarily want to stay in this job, and I was actually looking for a job recently closer to my house, and there was one up there, but the health insurance that they had only covered the driver. I've got a wife that's to worry about.
You know what? I think a lot of people are stuck in that position. That health care is the only thing that holds them at their job. Jerome, thank you, man. Glad you called. Hope you'll call again. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, coming up, we got a little news here, and then we'll talk to the man who knows it. I mean, he knows the ins and outs, Rich Masters. So stick around.
Good evening, sir. Any questions about the menu?
Yes. Is the salmon fresh or farm-raised?
It's fresh.
Sockeye or Alaskan king?
Alaskan.
Southern or northern?
Northern, I think.
Longitude and latitude? What river?
I don't...
Did he have a rosy pinkish hue?
Hue?
There's a time and a place to be overly meticulous. And it's at your Lexus dealer, where every certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected by a Lexus-trained technician, right down to the spare tires and first aid kits, and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile Lexus back warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, trip interruption, and, of course, Lexus customer care. Lexus certified pre-owned vehicles. No surprises, no sacrifices. 100% Lexus.
So, the salmon it is.
Tell me about the sea bass.
At Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lord, and Cooney Lexus. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
Here
years to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Violent weather takes a heavy toll in four southern states. Ferocious thunderstorms and tornadoes killed at least 45 people and flattened one home after another in Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky. Laura McPherson is with Tennessee's Emergency Management Agency.
24 confirmed fatalities, nearly 150 injured, and we do have one person that is still missing.
A street in Atkins, Arkansas was wiped out.
These are my neighbors. It's horrible.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes says debris from the Baptist Church in Atkins wound up in a tree.
The tree is filled with insulation, with aluminum siding that was all ripped off the side of this building last night and hurled in the air. At the base of the building, aluminum siding is wrapped around itself, resembles paper balls. That's how powerful the twister was that roared through here.
Nancy Cordes in Atkins, Arkansas. It was an epic political battle, but Super Tuesday settled nothing in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And Frank, Hillary Clinton's camp now sees this as a long struggle, a campaign to squeeze out delegates wherever they can.
You just got
to
keep winning it. It's going to go on for at least another month.
Former Democratic Chairman Terry McAuliffe is a key Clinton backer. Party strategist and CBS News consultant Joe Trippi says what's ahead may favor the other guy.
When you look at the next 10 states, Obama's got clear leads in seven of them at least, and there's three where they might be toss-ups.
On Super Tuesday, Barack Obama won more states, Clinton more delegates. Frank?
Mitt Romney may sound like a winner.
We're going to keep on battling. We're going to go all the way to the convention. We're going to win this thing, and we're going to get into the White House.
But his campaign for the Republican nomination took a hit last night. John McCain won California and other key states to take a commanding lead in the delegate count.
I'm Barry Bagnetto in Phoenix. Despite John McCain's resounding win, Super Tuesday showed he still has a big problem with the GOP's right-wing base. 6 in 10 conservatives voted for either Mitt Romney or Mike Huckabee. His speech here was a declaration of conservative principles.
I'm a Republican because I believe, like you, that government should tax us no more than necessary, spend no more than necessary.
An attempt to unite a party still splintered.
In New Orleans, it's all over. A relatively sedate Mardi Gras season came to an end at midnight when police swept through the French Quarter, ordering revelers off the streets. Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of penance, Lent. The latest report on the economy is another sign that business activity is slowing. The government says worker productivity grew at an annual rate of just 1.8% in the fourth quarter of last year. That was down dramatically from a 6% gain in the third quarter. Wall Street will try to rebound from yesterday's shellacking when trading resumes in 30 minutes. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democrat Barack Obama and Republican Mitt Romney scoring overwhelming victories in Colorado's presidential caucuses last night, benefiting from a record turnout that included thousands of first-time caucus goers and even some second-timers.
It's my second caucus, but I don't remember who my candidate was for the first one. It was very uneventful.
Well, she did remember choosing Obama last night with 99% of the Democratic precincts reporting. He had 67% of the vote, 32% for Hillary Clinton. Huge crowds overwhelmed many caucus sites, some locations reporting more than 1,000 people forced to wait in line.
My opinion was it wasn't going to be very crowded. I just wasn't expecting this, so this is a little overwhelming, but I think it's great.
Governor Bill Ritter also surprised by the crowds, and he credits campaign workers on both sides of the aisle.
Two things. Number one, I think the campaigns are both pretty exciting, and that helps. But also people's desire to see change and be a part of that process that gets you to change.
For the Republicans, with 95% of the precincts reporting, Mitt Romney had 59%, John McCain 19%, Huckabee 13%, Ron Paul 8%. An immigration agent charged with accessing a federal database to help a political campaign will face trial March 31st after a federal judge refused to dismiss the case against him. Legal analyst Scott Robinson, not surprised.
The reason for that is that we entrust to prosecutors to decide who to be charged and who is not to be charged.
Corey Voorhees' attorney said the case against the agent should be tossed out because other government workers accessed the same information, but did not face prosecution. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, for the most part, we're looking at a pretty good ride right now. They've cleaned up that accident that was on the ramp from southbound I-25 to Evans. So the ride around the metro, pretty quiet right now. We're seeing slowdowns in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Pretty heavy, just south of 120th, down past 84th. Brakes loose for a little bit, then you'll tap your brakes again downtown. We're also seeing some slowdowns as you're making that Parker curve northbound 225 up past Mississippi. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. The best new cars make the best used cars. Featuring a 3-month, 3,000-mile comprehensive warranty from date of certified purchase. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
Sir, I think I speak for the four of us when I say that we do not support your current errand.
Well, we're going to the tire store. You guys are tires.
Head to the dealership.
Well, at the tire store, you can see your buddies.
We don't associate with off-brands. Your dealer has name brands. Michelin, Continental, Goodyear.
Enough.
I don't think they carry that one.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out, the foul
dealer.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Neither left nor right, but as practical as reality dictates. Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of snow, high today 39, and it's the day after Super Tuesday. Let's go to our Democratic strategist, the man who knows the ins and outs, my brother from another mother. We're talking about Rich Masters, who, by the way, I don't want to leave this out, he is a partner and managing director of Corvus Communications. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I am. I'll be out tomorrow, too, because Mary's got to have some medical tests, and one of those tests, you know, they got to put her under. So I got to drive her to and from the place where she's having it. But, yeah, I feel better. How do you feel this morning?
Well, I mean, we're in a muddled mess. I mean, and, you know, when I think a lot of us were predicting that John McCain would have this pretty well wrapped up today, Mike Huckabee had other plans, so it looks like the Republican contest is going to be almost as muddled as the Democrats going forward. You know, big night for Obama. I mean, I said yesterday, I believe it strongly, that, a draw last night helps him out a lot. I mean, he was losing almost every one of these Super Tuesday states by double digits a week ago. And we had, you know, virtual tie across the board in almost all the states. You know, that said, Hillary Clinton did what she needed to do. She won her home base. She won it convincingly. You know, she got a lot of numbers in California. She turned out Latinos. White men are turning out in droves for Barack Obama, which a lot of people thought would never happen under any circumstances. So I think there's a silver lining for both candidates. And My biggest worry was going to be that John McCain would be able to start the general election campaign this morning again while, you know, Democrats continue to fight. But it looks like he's going to have to go for another month or so before he can wrap up his as well, which I think is good news for Democrats.
I don't think Romney's going to drop out. He's got too much money, and Huckabee's certainly not going to do it. And I found it really interesting that Romney was suggesting that Huckabee should give it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Huckabee has Jesus as his running mate, so I can't imagine that he and the Lord are going to give up that quick.
So all right, so let's look at the two parties, and we'll start first with the Republican Party. All right, if you're advising Mitt Romney, what do you tell him to do now?
Well, Mitt Romney's got to do exactly, you know, what he did. I mean, and that is continue to stoke conservative fears that John McCain is a unelectable person. And I think you need to rattle the swords as much as you can of the conservative right. I mean, you know, Mike Huckabee doesn't have to buy any radio spots because every single day Rush Limbaugh spends 3 hours trashing McCain. And the longer that keeps up, the more the likelihood is that you're going to draw in a Tom Tancredo or a third party, you know, alternative Ron Paul. And so you need to continually scare, if I'm advising Mitt Romney, continue to scare the Republican faithful that John McCain is going to be unacceptable. It could result in a third party candidacy. And that if you really want to bring the party together, the only real way to do it is to go with the establishment and go with Mitt Romney.
All right. What do you say to Huckabee?
Well, I mean, Huckabee's best chance right now is that he hangs in long enough and becomes the only alternative for vice president. I mean, I think realistically he's got to know that he can't win the nomination. Mathematically, it's almost impossible. But if he stays in and stays strong and continues to pick up conservative southern states, he legitimately has a claim that McCain is going to have to look at. Now, I still cannot picture in my mind's eye a McCain-Huckabee ticket. But eventually there's going to be a drumbeat amongst conservative columnists and thinkers and opinion elites that are going to say in order for McCain to win, he is going to have to pick a hardcore right-wing conservative like Mike Huckabee to calm the waters. And so my advice to Huckabee would be to hang in there, keep fighting for the conservative voters, and hope that John McCain picks you as your vice presidential running mate.
12 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Democratic strategist Rich Masters, political guru. Okay, what do you say to McCain? Continue on the course you're on?
Yeah, McCain has got to show now that he can, you know, and what he's done is he's started the general election campaign. You know, he had quotes like he said he'd be happy to reach across the aisle. It didn't do all that great for him last night. He has got to go out and throw some red meat until he, you know, to the Republican base in order for him to lock up the nomination in a month from now so that he can then turn around and run to the center. Again, when you start running the general election campaign before you've secured your nomination, it can be, you know, it can be double. It's very vexing. So he needs to shore up that conservative base to the extent that he can. He needs to ignore the conservative talk radio that's just trashing him. Because the more fuel he pours on it, the worse off it is for him.
Do you find that amazing, though, that conservative talk radio is trashing McCain, yet it seems to have no effect, that he just keeps getting stronger?
Well, he does, but I mean, conservative talk radio. I mean, the truth is, if you looked at his national polling, he should have done a lot better yesterday. I mean, it had to have been a disappointing night for him. I think he thought that coming out, he would have at or near the amount of delegates he needed for the nomination. And while he took a big step forward, conservative talk radio dealt him a real serious blow. I mean, there's no question that the reason Mike Huckabee was able to turn things around in Georgia and Alabama and these southern states. And Mitt Romney was able to win places like, you know, your home state in Colorado is because conservative talk radio bashed McCain as not a real conservative alternative. And conservative talk radio did have an impact. And I think that McCain cannot ignore it, but he can't engage in it either. Otherwise, it becomes a full-fledged fire for him.
All right. Let's jump to the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton, if you're advising her, what do you tell her?
What we tell Hillary Clinton is you get on the phone with the superdelegates because this is going to go down to the unelected superdelegates 700-some strong of elected and unelected senior-level Democrats across the United States of America. You're going to put them on the phone with Bill Clinton. They're going to start calling. They've got to start wooing these superdelegates, because it's going to come down to that, Jay. I mean, Barack Obama is going to have, you know, theoretically a very good month. He's going to do well in the Potomac primary here in Virginia and Maryland and D.C. He's going to do well in the caucus states in Louisiana and other southern states this coming weekend. And then the next big contest where Hillary Clinton can do well is Ohio and Texas. So I would camp our campaigns out in Ohio and Texas, and I would start putting a full-fledged machinery in place in Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania will be April the 22nd, and that is where the big decisions could come. And then I would get Bill and Hillary and Terry McAuliffe and the rest on the phone to get those superdelegates lined up, because at the end of the day, it could be those superdelegates that decide which one is going to be the nominee.
Which means that if you go to the superdelegates, then you got backroom dealing.
That's it. That's where you get your broker convention. That's where you get backroom dealing. That's where Bill and Hillary Clinton are going to be significantly stronger than Barack Obama, just because they've known these superdelegates for a lot longer. They've known these superdelegates for probably 20 years, many of them. They've never needed them before. They're going to need them now. And I think here is where Hillary Clinton could pull this out, is with these superdelegates and in the backroom deals.
So those of us who are backing Obama, we just have to walk away with our heads down, right?
Well, I mean, you know, we can't do that. I mean, you know, the truth of it is, if Barack Obama, he has got the momentum. And I've said from day one, if this were Super Saturday and not Super Tuesday, I think you would have seen even bigger wins for Obama. I mean, he won eight states yesterday. He won more states than Hillary Clinton. She won bigger states. But he also took about as many delegates. There's still only 100 delegates that separate those two. And with those superdelegates, there is some Clinton fatigue as well. The Clintons know them, but there's also the downside is they also know them. And so there is a little bit of Clinton fatigue amongst those superdelegates as well. Obama supporters, we've got to hang in there, stay fired up, take wins like we got there in Colorado, take wins like we got in Missouri and other places, and really run with those and run with those hard.
All right, if you're advising Obama, what do you say to him?
Well, I think what Obama has to do is he's got to do the same things that Hillary Clinton has got to do. He has got to be able now to portray caucus wins in Louisiana and other southern states this Saturday as huge wins. Then he has got to really focus on Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. If he wins three major states, Maryland, Virginia, and obviously the District of Columbia, I think he'll do well in all three of those. That is a huge bounce for him. And he's got to portray the campaign as in huge momentum mode. I think it's true. I think the national polls are already showing it. And the other thing, Jay, Democrats want to win. They don't want to beat John McCain. The best thing that Obama has going is that John McCain is the nominee. Hillary Clinton's problem is that she has no crossover appeal, or little or no crossover appeal to Republicans and moderates, whereas Barack Obama does. If the Republican nominee were a Mike Huckabee or a Mitt Romney, who have no crossover appeal, but the Republican nominee is going to be John McCain. I don't understand it, but he has crossover appeal with moderates and some Democrats, quite frankly. And the Obama people have to run on the message that he is singularly the best capable of taking out McCain in November, because Democrats want to win. We have to have change in America.
Well, he's got that crossover appeal because he's St. McCain. I mean, the media has made him this straight-talking, express-type guy, even though if you look at what he says and the contradictions that he's put forward, he doesn't really fit that bill.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. The interesting thing is, will they start grilling him? And will the media actually take a closer look at John McCain? I know Democrats will. I mean, you know, the key point for all Democrats is a vote for John McCain is a vote for a third Bush term. There's no question about it. He's going to carry on his failed policies on the economic front. He's going to carry on the failed policies on the international front. He's going to keep us in Iraq for, he said, this not me, the next 100 years. If you want a third Bush term, then vote for John McCain, because that's exactly what you're you're going to get. And that's the message that both Democrats need to carry forward here. The best person, I think, to carry that message is Senator Barack Obama.
All right. What about the idea of Obama and Hillary on the same ticket?
Well, I mean, the longer this goes, Jay, the more likely that is a possibility. I mean, I don't think if Barack Obama is able to win the nomination that Hillary Clinton's going to want to play second banana. And it's difficult, as we found out, to keep the former president under wraps. And what would he be doing as kind of the spouse of the vice president, still kind of like the 800-pound gorilla in the room. So I think it's going to be difficult if Obama wins the nomination for her to be the vice presidential nominee.
How about if it's the other way around?
If it's the other way around, I think, you know, when they take her polls and they put them in front of her, I mean, she's a realist, and they say, okay, without Obama, you're in a dead heat or losing to McCain. With Obama, you unify the party and you win and you're president. I think she puts aside that and goes with, you know, her gut instinct. They want to win. The Clintons want more than anything to win. And control power, and the way to do it is to have Obama. And I think Obama grabs it. You know, that's going to be the interesting thing is, does he do that, or does he stay as kind of an independent voice in the Senate? It's not certain. But the longer this contest goes on, Jay, the more likely it is we're going to have to see two factions like that come together because, you know, we had hoped that this would be over today and that either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton would have the nomination. So we'd have 6 or 8, you know, 9 months to heal the wounds before the general election. But if this goes through April, which it could potentially, or even through to the convention, then you increase the likelihood that you're going to have both of them on the ticket in order to unify the party, in order to be strongly prepared to take on McCain in November.
7:21, 21 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Rich Masters on the line with us. All right, chances of a brokered convention here in Denver this August?
The chances of a brokered convention are looking more and more likely. I still think that if the momentum that Obama has shown in the last week continues over the course of the next 3 weeks, and that he could potentially deliver knockout blows in Ohio, Texas is going to be difficult. Hillary Clinton was extraordinarily strong with Latino voters yesterday across America, and that's what's going to help decide it in Texas. And so there could be a split decision there as well. I think the only way we avoid a brokered convention at this point is if Barack Obama's momentum that we've seen over the course of the last week is real and is sustained and continues going. And if he wins all of the caucuses this coming weekend, and then he moves into the Potomac primary in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and he wins all three of there and takes a lot of delegates there, then we go into Ohio. If he can win in Ohio, I think he has to make the case, Jay. If you look at it again, he won in red states. He more than tripled their vote in Idaho, for goodness sakes. So he can make the argument that he can win in red America. He can win in flyover America. And I think that's where, and you know, he won in Colorado. So he's winning in states that Democrats are going to need to win. So if his momentum is real, we avoid a brokered convention. If his momentum is not real, I think that's exactly where we could be headed.
You know, the one question I don't have an answer to, and maybe you don't have an answer either, is about California. Was he on the air there? Was Barack Obama on the air there in California in the media markets?
He was. He actually given the fact that there were so many states up for grabs, he was on the air in 20 of the states yesterday, and California was one. Although it's very expensive media markets, and they had a delegate gathering strategy in which they had concentrated efforts in the major metropolitan areas because they knew that's where they were going to be able to win and pull away in the delegate count because the delegates are awarded by congressional districts. So they focused not on the entire state but on the major media markets, which is where they had to do it. So the answer to the question was yes, they were definitely on the air, but not to the extent that they would have loved to have been, which is why I think this primary system is so screwed up.
Yeah, I do too. Now, how about Hillary? She was on the air there, obviously, right?
She was on the air, and again, California is a very institutional Democratic state, and so she had a lot of those folks from an institutional standpoint that were there on the ground. They've got a grassroots built-in Democratic network. And I think that was what was key for her showing there.
Well, I hope we don't have a brokered convention.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't want all this backroom superdelegate dealing business. And I don't think the American public wants it either.
No, they don't. I mean, the truth of it is, the one upside of this is everyone's primary vote will count for the first time in many, 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 many years. So from that standpoint, I think it's good. And the more the American people get the chance to see our candidates, both of them, I think the better off we'll all be.
You know, if Hillary gets it, I just hope she picks Obama as vice president. If he gets it, I think you're right about this. Maybe she wouldn't play second fiddle, but maybe for the good of the country and the good of her party, maybe she'd consider doing it.
I think both of them will have to be, they'll have to lay it down, and if they think it's the best thing for the country, I think they'll lay down their swords and do it, especially if it means beating John McCain in a third Bush term.
How about McCain? Who do you see him picking as a VP?
You know, McCain is an interesting guy. I think that he's going to have to pick someone from the right wing of his party for the simple reason that the right wing of his party doesn't trust him. And so he is, in order to win an election, he has got to pick someone, I think, from the right. And that's why I think Huckabee, if he stays in and keeps fighting, he could be an opportunity to do that.
All right, one last question here. Did you see Joseph Lieberman standing up there with McCain? Why doesn't the Democratic Party kick him out?
Well, if we kick him out, Jay, we would have Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So as much as it frustrates me to see Joe Lieberman standing next to John McCain, he caucuses with the Democrats and he gives us the majority. And frankly, right now, I'd rather have the majority than bicker about Joe Lieberman.
How about after this election cycle? How about if things change?
Well, after this election cycle, if Democrats obviously have more than one, have a large majority in the Senate, which I think they will, then I think, yeah, he's got to go. I mean, there's no possible way you campaign vociferously for a Republican candidate and still remain in the caucus.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Lieberman?
Yeah.
I think he felt so back in when he ran himself in 2004, he saw the Democratic establishment just totally bail on him. From Al Gore, who endorsed Howard Dean and didn't even bother to pick up the phone and give him a call, that I think he just got so disgusted with the Democratic establishment in that race that he said, "That's it, I'm pretty much done." That's what I think happened.
All right, Rich, appreciate having you on the line. By the way, are you coming here in Denver in August?
I will be.
Jeez, we'll actually get to meet face to face.
That'll be awesome, brother.
We'll buy you dinner.
That sounds like a deal. I appreciate it, man.
We'll do that. We'll do that in return for you getting us into all of these backdoor dealing sessions.
That's a deal. I think we should have those sessions right on your air, Jay.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Rich, you're the man. I appreciate your time.
Sure, no problem, brother. Take care.
All right, talk to you later. There's Rich Masters. He is the man. All right, knows all of it. And he'll be here in August, and we'll definitely get him nailed down and make him part of our team. 7:27, 27 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, is coming up next. Right now, John Turk gives us traffic.
We're in pretty decent shape right now. No accidents or stalls on the highways being reported. Our slow-going southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th. Again, once you get downtown at Park Avenue, I-225 southbound from Parker Road to I-25 is jammed as you head to the tech center. I-270 also enduring slow traffic beginning at I-76 takes you to Vasquez. Highway 93 seeing blowing snow between Boulder and Golden, so you want to be safe and keep an eye out there. Off the highways, accidents at 120th at US 85, also showing a center lane stall on northbound Santa Fe at Dartmouth. Today's forecast, partly cloudy this morning with a few snow showers developing during the afternoon. Look for a high near 39. Tonight, on and off snow showers and a low of 19.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Wednesday. Listen for it. It's Law & Order Wednesday. Back-to-back episodes of the crime drama that sets the standard. A groundbreaking new criminal intent. Then, the legacy. The original Law & Order, all new, with the ultimate con artist. Ruthless, deadly.
A psychopathic killer.
And drop-dead gorgeous.
That's right.
Two Laws, One Night, NBC Wednesday.
Then, watch 9 News at 9 and 10. The Pueblo.
There's no way you could forget.
40 years ago.
We were all scared. There's nothing like hearing a rat-a-tat-tap of gunfire on metal.
He was imprisoned.
They were going to capture a U.S. ship in international waters.
The North Koreans still have it.
It has been a thorn in our sides all these years. That was a blunder on the Navy side. They had lost all their secrets to the North Koreans and Russia.
This Colorado man wants it back. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
The past is important, so we don't repeat it.
I heard I was doing an interview with you today, Jay. They allowed me to give away 50 complimentary three-day, two-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime. And even better, if they call within 15 minutes, I'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of Vegas' hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in the planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877- 88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again. Can you one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW. That's 877-88-GO-NOW.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This was a paid advertisement from Consolidated Resorts.
Where do you go when you need urgent medical help, but you don't feel like waiting all day in the emergency room? Well, there's urgent care, then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient, affordable, bilingual. Guardian Urgent Care, one block south of 1st and Broadway. Call 303-455-6345.
With its exclusive Help Me feature, TomTom helps you find emergency assistance at the tap of a finger, no matter where you are. So go with the world's number one selling automotive GPS, TomTom. Go confidently.
The country is changing, and so are afternoons on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Every afternoon at 4,
Mario Solis Marriage follows Jay, Ed, and Randy
on AM 760.
Call up Rush Limbaugh and tell him ditto, ditto, ditto while he continues to tell the country that there's no economic problem while millions of Americans are losing their homes and people can't even freaking afford food anymore.
Mario Solis Marriage, afternoons 4 to 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Oh yeah!
Born under a bad sign.
Oh man, don't you love this? Thank you, John.
Since I began to crawl, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Send this one out to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. John McCain, and trouble is your only friend. You know, keep bashing them, man. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk will take a quick look at traffic. Then the world's smartest man, David Sirota's, coming up. And hopefully traffic is pretty easy this morning, because if the forecast holds up with a chance of snowing 39 degrees tomorrow, tomorrow morning is really going to be a mess.
Great.
I'm sure that makes your day. Sorry.
Oh, man. I tell you, I hate snow a lot more than I did before I started traffic. Well, Jay, commute this morning has been relatively quiet. We are slow in these normal spots. I-25 southbound out of North Glen and Thornton. I-225 as you drive south from Aurora to the DTC. C-470 eastbound between Broadway and Quebec. And eastbound 6th Avenue starting at Sheridan. Those all filling up. Are seeing a stalled vehicle blocking a lane of traffic on eastbound I-70 at Kipling. That's at the off-ramp. Also, just getting reports of a three-car accident eastbound I-70 at Pecos. So this is going to be a big one that will probably slow things up in the north of downtown area. Off the highways, a two-car crash at Hampton and Downing. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, cool with a chance of afternoon snow showers and a high near 40. It will be breezy this evening with a low of 19 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, but could be windy. Look for a high near 45. Currently, it's 24 in Denver. John Trick, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
Take a listen. The Mile High City with cars honking or the Mile Deep Grand Canyon with creeks flowing. Do tomorrow different in Arizona.
Why- Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
itsmycarnow.com.
Yo. MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? A straight up bro with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401.
Hey.
Also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got that sweet refire. Yeah. Feel my thunder. I can't explain, especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627.
Three cheers to the folks at Food from the Hood who are celebrating 15 years of business. Food from the Hood? Yes, Food from the Hood. It's a company entirely run by students. We handle the business aspect while producing our salad dressings straight from the garden. After LA felt the chaos from the riots back in 1994, students from the community decided they wanted to make a difference. They launched a company called Food from the Hood, which helps students afford to go to college. How? By producing and selling all natural salad dressings. Our products sit on the shelves of many major retail stores across the nation and online at Amazon.com. Each flavor, whether honey mustard or creamy Italian, are low in fat and all natural, so you have nothing to lose. Loyal customers have been buying our dressing and sending us to college for 15 years. So happy anniversary to Food from the Hood. Pick up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer and help us celebrate. Want more information? Visit us online at foodfromthehood.com. That's foodfromthehood.com. Or call our office at 323-759-7000.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If I'm your nominee, my opponent will not be able to say that I voted for the war in Iraq because I didn't. Or that I gave George Bush the benefit of the doubt on Iran because I haven't.
Shape of things before my eyes. Just teach me to despise. Will time make man
more wise? John Turner has gone baby boomer on us. And John, you don't even have to take Cialis at your age. Or Viagra.
That's what you think.
Oh, yeah, right. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, chance of snow. High today, 39. You know who made the comment to me about mild winters? It was none other than David Sirota, who did a great job filling in for me yesterday. And Dave is a syndicated newspaper columnist. You can read his column every Friday in the Denver Post. He's been all over the media. He has the book Hostile Takeover, The Big Money and Corruption, and how it conquered our government, how to take it back. He's got a brand new book coming out very, very soon, which he has promised me a first edition autographed copy. Let's talk to the world's smartest man, David Sirota. And David, I don't have the name of the book again, so plug it.
The Uprising, an unauthorized tour of the populist revolt scaring Wall Street and Washington.
All right. Thanks for sitting in for me yesterday.
Hey, thanks for asking.
Oh, you know what? You should be the number one, because you are the world's smartest man. All right. How did you see what happened last night? What's your take on it?
My take is mixed, like everybody's. I think it was a decent night for Obama, a decent night for Clinton. I think it was a great night for Mike Huckabee, and I think he is just the, to me, is the story of the Republican contest. This guy has almost no money, is the only one with any kind of economic class-based message, and you know, he's winning. He won big states, and the states that he won were primary states, meaning you know, they weren't caucus states, which are can be a little more easy to manipulate with lots of money. That's why I think Mitt Romney won mostly, if not all, caucus states. And those are those. If you are a self-financed candidate, those can be easier to manipulate because they tend to bring out less voters and more of the party faithful. I think the concern for Obama is this, and I'm writing about this now in my upcoming column, is that if you look at the exit polls, he did not win in almost any state those making less than $50,000 a year. Hillary Clinton is winning, as you go down the income ladder, she is winning lower income voters. And I think that this highlights a very, very deep flaw in the Obama campaign. He may overcome it, but I think the flaw is that he has not really made a class-based indictment of Clinton. He stipulated that the 90s were this wonderful time, as opposed to what it was a, you know, it was a bubble. There was an acceleration of income inequality. Many of the problems we're living through now are problems that were sowed in the 1990s. You know, we had a lot of corporate written trade deals that have contributed to outsourcing, which is affecting the economy now, deregulation that is contributing to the boom-bust cycle now. And Obama just hasn't made that case, and so he's not winning among lower-income, working-class people, which is just a missed opportunity. Hillary Clinton's the candidate who appeared on the cover of Fortune magazine. Big business loves Hillary, and yet she is winning. She is right now the blue collar working class candidate, and I just think when you move with the contest moving into places like Wisconsin and Ohio and Texas and Pennsylvania with huge swaths of working class voters, I think that's a big problem for Obama.
How do you explain that she comes across as the working class candidate?
Well, what I think is that she's benefited from the fact that Obama is not making a certain kind of case, and tactically she's maximizing that opportunity. Specifically, when she's talking about an issue like health care, and Obama's talking about thematic ideas about hope and change, and she is talking about the kitchen table economic issue of health care, and then saying that Obama's plan doesn't cover a certain number of people, and that's a debatable step, but tactically what she's doing is going after a very specific concern that many, many working people are very, very concerned about. So she's drawing an issue contrast, whether fairly or unfairly. And look, I think that the other part of this has to do with race. Okay, if Barack Obama, he's in a special and a difficult place here because of the media. I submit to you that if Barack Obama sounded like John Edwards, he would be more likely to be portrayed by the media as a Jesse Jackson, which Jesse Jackson has been unfairly, I think, but it's true. He's been portrayed as a polarizing, race-centric figure. And that has happened because typically when African American politicians in national politics talk about issues of economic class and power, that's the way the establishment has really reacted to them. And so Obama, I think, is probably worried about that. And let me just say one other thing. I think the Clintons know that and have tried to box him in like that. I mean, it wasn't an accident when Bill Clinton tried to liken Obama's campaign to Jesse Jackson's at the very moment that Obama was starting to talk about in South Carolina the North American Free Trade Agreement. It wasn't an accident that an unnamed Clinton aide was quoted after the South Carolina primary saying Obama may be, quote-unquote, the black candidate. So I think that the Clintons are maximizing this inherent very little talked about bias in the media that tends to put power-challenging African-American candidates into an unfair place and portrayal.
7:44, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and the world's smartest man, David Sirota, with us. How about the idea, though, that white males seem to be turning out and voting for Obama, you know, like crazy?
Yeah, I think that's certainly important. But, you know, here's the thing is that white males as a segment of the Democratic primary electorate in many states is a very relatively small subset of that part of the electorate. I'm not trying to play it down that much. What I'm trying to say is that there's a general electorate where you have, I forget exactly how many white men that you have, but when you cut that down in most states to just the Democratic primary electorate, minorities tend to be better represented in those primaries, and so do women in the Democratic primary. So, but by the time that segment in a Democratic primary is not all that big, and so I don't think we can extrapolate too much from that. I think we can extrapolate more from a look at income. You know, there's a lot of people making under $50,000 a year who turn out in a Democratic primary, and I wouldn't make this point unless many, many, many states' exit polls showed this. This is not a one-state phenomenon. This is happening all over the country. The farther down on the income ladder you go, the more support there is for Hillary Clinton. And it just boggles the mind that the organizer from the streets of Chicago, Barack Obama, is winning wealthier people, and the candidate on the cover of Fortune magazine is winning working-class people. It just boggles the mind.
Well, how do you explain it?
I explain it by the fact that Obama's been silent on making a more full-throated economic class-based case against Clinton, and Clinton quite deftly speaking to a few kitchen table economic issues like health care, and essentially warning Obama that if he goes too far in a class-based case, they will start making a race-based case. It's definitely disturbing. I mean, look what happened in Massachusetts, right? I mean, this is a classic example. Massachusetts is a quote-unquote liberal state. Look, Massachusetts, you know, people know that Massachusetts has got a pretty serious racial working class and racial divides.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In Boston and Massachusetts. So, but it's known as this liberal place. Hillary Clinton swamped Obama in Massachusetts, and she did it by winning a huge amount of working class voters. Connecticut's an even better example. Obama managed to win. Connecticut's one of the richest states in the country. Obama managed to win, but he lost working class voters. He was lucky. He was able to win because there are so many wealthier people in Connecticut. One stat, this is just to give you an example, 10% of the electorate in the Democratic primary in Connecticut makes over $200,000 a year, which is incredible. So if you look at geographically, I worked out in Connecticut. Obama did well in Fairfield County, which is the wealthy area, very wealthy area of Connecticut, and won, you know, as you go up the income ladder. Hillary Clinton won in the Connecticut River Valley, the working class area that has been a manufacturing area that's a little down on its luck a little bit, and she won as you go down the income ladder. He was only able to win the state because it's one of those states that there happen to be a lot more wealthy people. But I just think going into Texas, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, these iconically working class states, it's a big problem for Obama.
He's going to continue, though, with that message of change. She's going to continue doing what she does. Do you see a brokered convention here in August, or do you see her finally vanquishing him?
I think Texas is the big one, and between this class-based phenomenon that you have going on, and looking at the numbers now in two heavily Latino states, Arizona and California, and how well Clinton did among Latinos, I think Texas is potentially where she thinks she's going to be able to seal it up. I don't know if she's going to be able to do it. And I think Obama might adjust his message. And by the way, one other thing, I just want you to know, nobody's really talked about this. You remember when Ted Kennedy endorsed Obama?
Right.
And all these stupid pundits said, oh, this means that Latino voters, this could be very, very big for Latino voters, because Latino voters supposedly love Ted Kennedy and are gonna listen to him. I found that when that happened, very condescending to Latino voters. The idea that an ethnicity is a monolith, and further that monolith is going to listen to and I love Ted Kennedy, but it's going to listen to a white, wealthy Massachusetts senator. Now, I love Ted Kennedy, but I found that whole thing very condescending. And you look at the results last night, and that didn't happen really at all. I mean, Obama got swamped, got really killed among most Latino constituencies in these key states. So I think that was a gross mischaracterization by the media, sort of displayed some underlying uglier stereotypes about you know, patrician politicians being able to move ethnic groups, and I think that's another big problem for Obama in a place like Texas.
What about Caroline Kennedy though coming out for Obama? Yeah, I thought that would have some effect.
Yeah, I think this shows that people are thinking about this election and are not going to be manipulated by celebrities or famous endorsements. And again, I say that as a fan, a huge fan of Ted Kennedy and the Kennedys and Caroline Kennedy. I just think that in some ways, expecting voters to change their vote based on those kinds of endorsements is unbelievably condescending to voters. I mean, this election is on. You can't turn on the television without finding out about this election. Now, I have my problems with the fact that there's been very little issue-based coverage. But even if you're a quote-unquote low-information voter, you're probably gonna have, by sheer attrition, have enough information to make a somewhat educated vote. And I think that the media's obsession with and the candidate's obsession with thinking that celebrity or famous endorsements are going to move blocks of voters is insults the intelligence of the electorate.
All right. David, I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the program. As always, thanks for filling in for me. And we'll have you back on Friday to talk about your column in the Denver Post. And you know you're always welcome on this program anytime you want to come on.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you Friday.
You got it, man. Thanks, okay. David. All right, it's 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota, the world's smartest man. Check out his writing at workingassets.com/Sirota/Sirota or davidsirota.com. Now we'll check out traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, Jay. Stop-and-go traffic on eastbound trip starting at Federal. We had a three-vehicle accident. This is blocking the right lane on eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Also, a stalled vehicle eastbound I-70 at Kipling. Seeing an accident on northbound I-25. This is just after Downing Street. This accident is off the left shoulder, but folks are slowing down to take a look. Look out for surface street accidents at Downing and Hamden and one northbound Ward Road at West 49th Ave. In the high country, U.S. 6 Loveland Pass has been shut down due to avalanche control. Today's forecast, partly cloudy this morning, with a few snow showers developing during the afternoon. Look for a high near 39. Tonight, on and off snow showers and a low of 19. Tomorrow, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 25 in Denver. John Trick, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where do you go when you need urgent medical help, but you don't feel like waiting all day in the emergency room? Well, there's urgent care, then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient, affordable, bilingual. Guardian Urgent Care, one block south of 1st and Broadway. Call 303-455-6345.
The country is changing, and so are afternoons on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Oh, really? What are you talking about? Changing history.
Every afternoon at 4, AM 760 is proud to bring you Mario Solis Marriage. After Jay, Ed, and Randy.
I love Denver. And I know this is going to shock a lot of listeners out there.
Afternoons 4 to 7.
I don't necessarily think like everybody else.
Mario Solis Marriage. On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Who do I call for legal advice on my show? Who do my listeners call? Who runs my legal help center for consumers? Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock have been fighting for consumers more than 25 years. Personal injury, workers' comp, medical malpractice, traffic accidents, insurance claims, disability, product liability, and more. If it's a legal problem, Bell and Pollock will fight for you. Get experienced trial lawyers on your side. Call Bell and Pollock today. 303-795-5900. Always free initial consultations. 303-795-5900.
Wednesday. Listen for it. It's Law & Order Wednesday. Back-to-back episodes of the crime drama that sets the standard. A groundbreaking new criminal intent. Then, the legacy. The original Law & Order. All new with the ultimate con artist. Ruthless. Deadly.
A psychopathic killer.
And drop-dead gorgeous.
That's right.
Two Laws, One Night, NBC Wednesday.
Then, watch 9 News at 9 and 10. The Pueblo.
There's no way you could forget.
40 years ago.
We were all scared. There's nothing like hearing a rat-a-tat-tap of gunfire on metal.
He was imprisoned.
They were going to capture a U.S. ship in international waters.
The North Koreans still have it.
It has been a thorn in our sides all these years. That was a blunder on the Navy side. They had lost all their secrets to the North Koreans and Russia.
This Colorado man wants it back. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
The past is important so we don't repeat it.
At 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This is a truth when it comes to automobile economics. You buy a brand new car, you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. Why not let somebody else pick up that problem and you get the savings at Rocky's Autos? They have a huge selection and more coming all the time of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles, whatever you're in the market for. Plus, they want to see your trade, too. So get down there and talk to them. Talk to my friends Marvin, Tom Alshear, or Spanky Herrera, or any of the gang at Rocky's. They're just the best people I can think of to buy an automobile from. And here's the thing. You're going to save money, and you're going to get something you can afford, and you can get something that you really want. If you're driving around, you're rumbling around town in something that is emptying your bank account because you just don't get good gas mileage. Let's say you're getting 11 to 12 miles to the gallon. Check out Rockies. They've got the vehicles that you're looking for. The gas zippers. If you got to need something for your job, something for a first driver in your family, whatever it is, A to Z, Rockies can take care of you. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open tonight until 8 because Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos. Check them on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. Corner 63rd and Federal.
Refinance.com is a licensed mortgage banker and equal housing lender.
This is a mortgage rate alert for homeowners from Refinance.com. This month, the Federal Reserve moved to lower interest rates. This can mean big savings for homeowners looking to refinance their current mortgage to a secure fixed rate or federally insured FHA loan. Refinance.com is reporting that rates around 5.5% are the lowest in the past 12 months. Homeowners who have adjustable rate mortgages are advised to call now to see if they are eligible for these federally guaranteed mortgage programs. 1-800-900-2031. You can learn your new low rate for free. You can even be approved right over the phone and close in as little as 7 to 10 days. I repeat, this is a mortgage rate alert. Refinance.com is reporting rates as low as 5.5%. You are invited to call the experts at Refinance.com now to learn your new low rate for free. 1-800-900-2031. That's 1-800-900-2031. 1-800-900-2031.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, stick around. We got more coming up, more of your phone calls, and Diana to get to.
Your opinion counts. We listen to your feedback and changed our lineup on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. See the new schedule on AM760.net and tell us what you think in the new Progressive Forum. AM760.net.
Good evening, sir. Any questions about the menu?
Yes. Is the salmon fresh or farm-raised?
It's fresh.
Sockeye or Alaskan king?
Alaskan.
Southern or northern?
Northern, I think.
Longitude and latitude? What river?
I don't...
Did he have a rosy pinkish hue?
Hue?
There's a time and a place to be overly meticulous. And it's at your Lexus dealer, where every certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected by a Lexus-trained technician, right down to the spare tires and first aid kits. And comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile Lexus-backed warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, trip interruption, and, of course, Lexus customer care. Lexus-certified pre-owned vehicles. No surprises, no sacrifices. 100% Lexus.
So, the salmon it is.
Tell me about the sea bass.
At Cooney Lexus, Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, and Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's the same terrible story in towns across four southern states.
You can see telephone poles down. There was even a trailer house sitting in the middle of the highway. The area is devastated.
Deadly devastation from powerful storms and swarms of tornadoes. At least 47 people are known dead in Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky. Emergency teams are going door-to-door now, searching for more victims. CBS's Nancy Cordes describes the destruction in Atkins, Arkansas.
One tornado took dead aim on the center of town. A couple and their 11-year-old daughter were killed. Nearby Interstate 40 was closed. Roads in the region are littered with overturned vehicles.
At least 24 people died in Tennessee. Students at Union University in Jackson, Tennessee, rushed to rescue 16 of their own trapped in a dormitory.
They worked, many of them, to help free their classmates who were in very desperate situation.
University President David Dockery estimates the property damage at $30 million.
Our task in front of us to rebuild, to regroup, to move ahead is huge.
To politics now. Super Tuesday may have made history, but it didn't decide either presidential race. On the Republican side, John McCain took a clear lead over Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Phoenix. John McCain's supporters have plenty to cheer. He still has lots of work ahead securing the nomination, uniting his fractured party.
Stand up with me, my friends. Stand up together.
Reaching out to the right, he defined himself as a Republican who shares and will defend conservative principles.
Huckabee is well behind, but he did better than expected last night. He told the CBS News Early Show.
Until somebody gets 1,191 delegates, the game is on. Anything can happen out here on this track.
The Democratic race is almost a dead heat.
I'm Peter Mayer with the Obama campaign in Chicago.
I think we're going to come out with a lot of momentum for the contest to come.
Senior Obama advisor David Axelrod looking ahead to races in places like Louisiana, Washington State, Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, and Texas. Both campaigns will focus on their strengths. Exit polls show Obama appealing to white men, African Americans, high income, and younger voters. Clinton did well on Super Tuesday with white women and Latinos. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Chicago.
The pace of business is slowing, and so is growth in business productivity. It increased at an annual rate of 1.8% in the fourth quarter of last year, down from a 6% gain in the previous 3 months. Economist Mark Zandi says the report paints a mixed picture.
This is coming at the cost of jobs and hours worked for people in the labor force. And that's not good news. But the positive we can take away from it is that productivity growth is still positive. It's still growing. Productivity is still expanding.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is giving back some of its early gains, but it's still ahead by 43 points. NASDAQ is up 12. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You know, most people look at vacuum cleaners simply as a way to clean their homes. I look at them to do so much more, namely to attack bacteria, mold, mildew, and odors, even when they're turned off. Try my new Oreck XL Ultra with IntelliShield technology. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and get protection beyond clean.
So John's doctor told him it's time to get serious about his blood pressure. Eat a healthy diet, exercise regularly, which I've been telling him to do for years, and take a dietary supplement called Amil BP every day.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
And it's so easy, he's actually doing it.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Emil BP. Available at Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers near you.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More than 170,000 Coloradans made their choices known in the presidential race last night by taking part in caucuses around the state. Barack Obama had the support of 69% of the state's Democrats. Republican Mitt Romney had support from 59% of GOP caucus goers, both men benefiting from a record turnout that included thousands of first-time caucus goers.
I was expecting maybe 20 people here, and all of a sudden there's 200 or 300.
Yeah, with just about all the Democratic precincts reporting, Obama has 66% of the vote, 33% for Hillary Clinton. On the Republican side, as I said, Romney 59%, John McCain 19%, Huckabee 13%, Ron Paul 8%. Both parties reporting extremely heavy turnout. Governor Ritter says moving the caucus date up to Super Tuesday helped bring out those crowds.
You know, in Colorado, we're doing a better and better job of getting young people engaged. Then I have to give a lot of credit to the Obama campaign, which I think was very well organized. In Colorado, did a great job of getting their people to the caucuses.
More than 118,000 Democratic voters went to the caucuses compared to just 15,000 4 years ago. About 56,000 GOPers took place in theirs. And the megachurch founded by Pastor Ted Haggard says he has prematurely ended what they called a spiritual restoration progress that started after he was fired for sexual hanky-panky. Haggard dismissed from New Life Church, also resigned as president of the National Association of Evangelicals in November of 06. That was after that former male hooker alleged they had a pay-for-play relationship. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A couple different crashes. Messing with the drive right now. Watch for a three-vehicle crash. It's eastbound I-70 near Pecos. It's on the right side of the highway. There's also a wreck northbound I-25 at Downing. That one's off to the left shoulder, but that's causing problems between the tech center and downtown. We're still seeing those slow pockets on C-470 from about Santa Fe past Quebec. Northbound 225 crowded on that approach to Iliff past Alameda. There's also some slowdowns westbound 36. Sheridan to Church Ranch as you're trying to get to Boulder. In the high country, slick spots on I-70. Loveland Pass remains closed for avalanche control. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota, moving forward.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
Sir, I think I speak for the four of us when I say that we do not support your current errand.
Well, we're going to the tire store. You guys are tires.
Head to the dealership.
Well, at the tire store, you can see your buddies.
We don't associate with off-brands. Your dealer has name brands. Michelin, Continental, Goodyear.
Enough.
I don't think they carry that one.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big gun.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Well, every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A phone's hot. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Shut up, John. Progressive Talk on AM 760. That was on the air? Did you say that on the air? Oh, okay. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Chance of snow, 30%. High today, 39. Good morning. Good to have you along. All right, let's talk about yesterday. We got Diana DeGette coming up at 8:45, but a lot of you, I haven't had a chance to call in and want to hear from you about what you think went on last night, about how you feel about the Obama-Clinton situation, how you feel about McCain, how you look at the entire situation here, and whether you believe that whether you think it's going to be a brokered convention, and just your general reaction. How did your caucus go? I'd like to know about that. And maybe you want to comment on some of the things that Rich Masters said. Maybe you want to comment on some of the things that that Rich Masters said. If you miss those things, you can get them on podcasts at am760.net. But I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Idaho Springs. Don, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Yeah, hey there, Jay. Yeah, my caucus was just so totally cool, you know, meeting people, talking to people. And the one thing that stood out was that, you know, the people that you can look in the eye and make, you know, share a smile with, and people that you kind of converse with, they were all for Obama. And kind of the frozen people, you know, that have this frozen look on their face, and you try to be friendly to them, and they just want to avoid any contact at all. They were Clinton people, and it was the women that were more like that. You know, and I was on jury duty once, and it was the white women that would not press their perception of the case, whereas the people that wanted to sway them would. And you know, these people that are just set in their ways and they're isolated from contact with people, that's, you know, it's just a weird thing.
Well, I think you're being unfair. I think you're being unfair because I mean a lot of people who like Hillary Clinton, and they're not that way. They're not frozen, and they're not, you know, people to avoid conversation. They'll discuss anything with you, and you know, they advocate strongly for their candidate. But hey, I find that to be good. I find that to be a good trait. I find that to be admirable. Look, I don't care who you think should be the president of the United States. In this day and age, what we need, and we're getting now finally, is more involvement. That's what we really need.
Oh, right. That's true. But you know, just like David Sirota was saying, and what you said before, people voting against their own self-interest. I mean, what kind of definition other than, you know, I don't want to say stupid, but I don't know what other word to use. You know, it's like these people are they're bamboozled by just the distortions and they're disconnected from their heart, and they just use this demented intellect to make these decisions to undermine themselves.
Well, see, I don't think it's as simple as that. I think it has to do with a lot of things. First of all, if you're conservative and you're a Republican and you're not within the 1 to 5% percentile earning group, then you are voting against your self-interest. But 9 times out of 10, the reason they do is because the social conservative side appeals to them, and they get caught up in these distracted debates about gay people and guns and a woman's right to choose, and they get all caught up in that rather than what's being done to them, not only to them economically, but also to the country economically. Now, if you're a Democrat, I think there's a lot of Democrats out there who feel that the years that Bill Clinton was in the White House were some of the best, and I think you can make a case that compared to what we've had here for the last 7 years, they've got a good argument, and they feel that Hillary Clinton best represents their viewpoints on things. And as David Sirota pointed out, I mean, she is talking about kitchen table kind of issues, and the people who support Barack Obama tend to be, I think, maybe a tad bit more idealistic, certainly if they're younger. And then there are people like myself who just believe that he's what we're looking for, in that he's somebody who can bring the country together and unite the country, because a lot of us are tired of the divisiveness that keeps going on here.
Well, it has to become obvious to everyone that if Barack wins, it's a slam dunk win for the Democrats. And if Hillary gets it, it's total uncertainty as to the outcome. And to just allow that total uncertainty to have 8 years of McCain-Bush, I mean, how can anyone play with those odds?
You know, well, because I don't think you're totally correct about that. I think even if Barack Obama were to win the nomination, I don't think it would be a slam dunk. I think it would put the GOP off guard. I think it would be tougher for them to go after him because he's African-American. But I don't think that they wouldn't hesitate to do it, and I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think whoever ends up getting the nomination, it's not going to be easy for anybody as far as the presidency goes. It's not going to be easy for anybody as far as the Senate run in this state goes. It's not going to be easy for anybody as far as congressional races go. Everybody has to realize that there's not going to be any slam dunk, and it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, well, the crossover for Obama is so much greater than any crossover for Hillary, and just that fact alone is enough to just be the handwriting on the wall with this.
Well, I think he does have a great deal of crossover appeal. I know a conservative friend of mine who sent him $100 because he likes him. So I'm not going to question that part of it. But on the other hand, I think this is a close situation, and I think we just have to be careful about what we say about each other, and we need to support each other regardless of who people choose.
Yeah, but we're a country that's allowed two elections to be close enough for Bush to steal both of them. And if there's that many people making that grievous an error in judgment, then it's like, the democracy can't survive with so many crazy people making these ridiculous choices out there, and these.
Yeah, but you know what? But you can't say ridiculous choices because all right. Let me ask you something. And I support Obama, but let me ask you something. If I supported Hillary, would you call me up here and tell me I'm ridiculous?
Well, if we want to get rid of Bush policy, I would say that you're ridiculous.
Well, I mean, would you like it if I said to you, okay, I support Hillary and you support Obama and I think you're ridiculous?
Well, you can say anything you want. It's just putting the slightest bit of analytic insight into the situation dictates that a rational person is going to support Obama.
Yeah, but one person's rationality is another person's madness.
I don't think you're being
fair. I mean, I think that in the primary process, you make a decision about who you want to back. You make a decision about who you want to see lead your party and be the torch carrier. But you don't characterize people who don't agree with you. You don't characterize them as being stupid or dumb or whatever words you want to use, because when you go to that level, you defeat your own argument, and it's not healthy.
Well, being at the Obama thing at DU, it was like being at a Beatles concert. You just see all this happy enthusiasm, people smiling, and people fired up. And it's basically an issue of Obama people have their hearts open, their hopes alive, and they want to see a better world. And if that's not contagious, the people that's not contagious to, part of them is just dead.
See, I object to that. I object to that 100%. How can you do? But it's not true. It's true according to you, but it's not true according to reality. There are just people out there who think that she's a better candidate, that she can run the country better. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying that I back Obama and I don't agree with it, but I don't think that makes them stupid. I don't think that makes them any of the things you're describing. I think you're being extremely, extremely, extremely unfair. Don, thank you. I appreciate the call. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We don't want to be unfair here. We want to share the traffic with you so you know where you're going and what's going on. And Mr. Turk, I understand things are getting squirrely.
Well, it's pretty squirrely out there. A couple accidents on the highways, several off the highways. Still working that three-car accident eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Stop-and-go traffic now back to Sheridan. Also have a crash northbound I-25 just after Downey Street. This is sitting off the left shoulder, and you're going to see brake lights beginning back at University. Getting reports of a new accident eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. This off the left shoulder as well. Look out for surface street accidents at Ward Road and 49th. This one an injury accident. Evans and Josephine by the DU campus. 11th and Syracuse. 38th and Julian. And one at Colorado Boulevard into Iliff. In the high country, Loveland Pass closed due to avalanche control. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and cool with a chance of afternoon snow showers and a high near 40. It will be breezy this evening with a low of 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, but could be windy.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is almost here, and Pro Flowers has an incredible offer just for radio listeners. 1 dozen red roses, plus free chocolates and a free vase for just $39.99. Wow, red roses, chocolates, and a vase for just $39.99. That's an incredible offer. Pro Flowers roses were rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. Order today. Click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player now, or visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in the password music. That's proflowers.com, radio microphone, password music.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Wednesday. Listen for it. It's Law & Order Wednesday. Back-to-back episodes of the crime drama that sets the standard. A groundbreaking new criminal intent. Then, the legacy. The original Law & Order. All new with the ultimate con artist. Ruthless. Deadly.
A psychopathic killer.
And drop-dead gorgeous.
That's right.
Two Laws, One Night, NBC Wednesday.
Then, watch 9 News at 9 and 10. The Pueblo.
There's no way you could forget.
40 years ago.
We were all scared. There's nothing like hearing a rat-a-tat-tap of gunfire on metal.
He was in prison.
They were going to capture a U.S. ship in international waters.
The North Koreans still have it.
It has been a thorn in our sides all these years. That was a blunder on the Navy side. They had lost all their secrets to the North Koreans and Russia.
This Colorado man wants it back. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
The past is important so we don't repeat it.
Who lets you wander around the lot aimlessly, and then finally some salesperson gets up off his half moons or her half moons and comes out and says, oh, may I help you? Nah, you don't have to help me. I was just standing here wasting time because I have nothing better to do. They're not going to do that. They're going to ask you if they can help you. And if you say to them, well, I just want to look around, fine. That's it. That's the end of it. But they're at least going to say something to you. And I don't know about you, that's better than having people ignore you. They're great folks at Rockies. Tom and Marv Alshear, two of the most stand-up guys I know. Spanky Herrera, what a stand-up guy. Uncle Rufus out there is a good guy. I mean, they're all good people at Rockies. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I'll tell you something else, too. Occasionally I get people who send me emails, oh, I hear you on there talking about Rockies. Why don't you go sell cars, blah, blah. And, you know, you should take time to thank Rockies because they not only back me, but they back this radio station. And I think that says a lot about them. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or go see them. Corner 63rd and Federal.
The country is changing, and so is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You voted for more live Progressive Talk.
That's right.
AM 760 brings you live talk all day long. J. Marvin, 6 to 10. Ed Schultz, 10 to 1. Randy Rhodes, 1 to 4. And introducing Mario Solis Marriage.
An unorthodox progressive.
Afternoons, 4 to 7. Live talk means more time for your calls and your opinions. On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Changes.
See, John plays these simple songs because I can sing along with them. 8:23 minutes after 8, Chance of Snow, high today 39. Jay Marvin pulling no punches here at your Palace of Public Opinion. We're talking about the caucuses. Let me go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I think after listening last night to all the pundits and everything like that, they have easily or chosen to overlook the fact that, yeah, Hillary won the big states. She won California. She won New York. She won New Jersey. Democrats are expected to win there. Democrats, however, are not expected to win in states like Alabama and Georgia. And, you know, Obama's doing very well in states where Democrats don't normally do as are not expected to win. He took Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, places like that. And I think that they're overlooking that.
Well, I think a lot of that, yeah, I think a lot of that's not mentioned. The one thing I did see mentioned about it, though, was it was either this morning in the Washington Post or the New York Times had an article in which they indicated that Missouri is usually looked at as being a bellwether state, and that Obama did take, even though the margin was slim, he did take Missouri.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that that they're still assuming that Hillary is the presumptive nominee, and I'm looking at it as I want to win. The Republicans are salivating to go up against Hillary Clinton. I don't notice them having the same reaction in going up against Barack Obama because I don't think they want to go up against him.
I think they don't want to go up against him because I think they are not sure how to handle him.
Yeah,
that's what I think. I think they are not sure how to handle him. They are sure on how to handle Hillary only because they've gone after her before and they've also gone after her husband before. So she's right when she says that she's endured all these years of having the ultra-right wing attack machine after her. But I think Obama would be hard to handle. I think he'd be hard to handle for a couple of reasons. Number one, because he is African-American. Number two, he doesn't have much in his background that isn't already out in the open and that isn't already stated.
Exactly.
You read his books. He tells you about himself. His legislative record is pretty good in the state of Illinois. The only thing you could really look at, and I had one of my friends from Chicago bring this up to me, is his connection with this guy Rezko. But the only thing he ever did there was he took contributions from the guy and he bought a piece of property from the guy that was next to the house that he owns. But there's no crime in any of those things. And Hillary Clinton, one of her chief fundraisers, got caught on the run. Here,
yeah.
If everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
So, I personally believe that the Democratic Party has a better chance to win with Obama, but maybe I'll turn out to be wrong because maybe Obama won't get the nomination.
Well, you know, my issue with Hillary Clinton isn't that I don't like her. My issue with her is I don't believe that her husband deserves a second bite at the apple. He's had his two bites at the apple, and the thing of it is they are a very political, they're a political machine in their own right. And, you know, you can see that this was what was coming down the road after they left the White House. You know, they moved to New York, she becomes a senator, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a little insulted by the fact that, you know, you've got organizations like NOW saying things like Ted Kennedy, you know, disgrace them because he supported Obama. Now, if you look at Ted Kennedy's record, he's done more for women than she has in his long career in the Senate. And, you know, to say that is just, it's absurd on its face. And then to turn around and say that Oprah is a disgrace to her gender because she's backing Obama, well, who cares? You know, I don't want to be told by someone that because Hillary Clinton's a woman and I'm a woman, I'm supposed to support her. I mean, I don't not see the historical value in what's going on. I see it, but I see one candidate who I don't feel really represents the change that needs to happen. And I see another candidate who does. And I think it'll be a little bit clearer as to what's going to happen after we get done with Louisiana and Pennsylvania and Maryland and Virginia and those primaries or caucuses or whatever they're having there. And if Obama does well, I think that Hillary Clinton is going to have to really, really, really start worrying. Because even if she does have those superdelegates, they could look and say, okay, he's taken all of these states, he's taken all of these primaries and these caucuses. I mean, nobody expected him to win in Iowa. And his victories aren't, I mean, with the exception of Missouri, but when you look at when he was winning, the states he did win, he was winning by very large margins. I mean, it wasn't a five points here and there. I mean, they were large margins, and I noticed that last night.
I'm all for him, but you know what it boils down to? It boils down to, does message beat machine, or does machine beat message? And I'm scared that it's going to play out the way it's always played out, in which machine beats message.
Yeah, well, I hope that the party sees that this is, you know, I mean, I think when it comes down to the superdelegates, if they really look at the situation, they're going to see, well, wait a minute, you know, we want to win. We want to win more than we want to nominate Hillary. And because, to be honest with you, if McCain chooses Huckabee as a running mate, which...
I don't think he will.
I don't think that he will, but if he were to, what do you think he would...
Well, you know, listen, if he does, I think it'd be great, because I think Huckabee would be easy to run against.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he would be easy to run against, but the problem with Huckabee is he appeals to the evangelical voter. If you saw where he was winning in states like Missouri and Alabama and stuff like that, he was winning in the rural areas and in the quote unquote Bible Belt.
Yeah, but he's way way out of step though with mainstream America. I mean,
oh, yeah.
he's just too extreme. I don't know. Maybe it'll happen, but I just don't see it. Boy, could you imagine this? I've said this all along. Could you imagine him being in a debate?
No.
And being asked the question, how old do you think the Earth is? And he says, oh, about 6,000 years. Or what would you do with people who have AIDS?
Oh, I'd put
where
them
he
in
talks
a
about
colony,
yeah,
in a leper colony.
Yeah, I'll put them on an island. I mean, I don't think that
would fly.
That's going to play out. Michelle, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's see how traffic plays out with John Turk.
Thank you, Jay. Stop-and-go traffic along eastbound I-70 from Sheridan to Pecos, where we had an earlier three-car accident. Another problem, C-470 eastbound at Santa Fe, where an accident is sitting off the left shoulder. This isn't on a highway, but curiosity slowing coming in both directions. Other than that, a nice recovery. Just getting word of a three-vehicle fender bender on the ramp to Colfax from northbound I-225. On the side streets, look out for accidents at 11th and Syracuse. Evans and Josephine and 38th and Julian also have one on Colorado Boulevard at Mexico involving two cars. Just seeing slow traffic northbound 225 at Colfax. Again, that's a three-car fender bender. That's on the off-ramp to Colfax from northbound I-225. In the mountains, Loveland Pass shut down for avalanche control. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and cool, with a chance of afternoon snow showers and a high around 40. It will be breezy this evening with a low of 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Look for a high near 45. Currently, it's 27 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
During National Heart Month, Centura Health wants you to know they're Colorado's leader in cardiovascular care. From robotic assistant.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
itsmycarnow.com.
kids are nation sworn. Whose movie's a hit and whose is born? I wanna be where the flash bulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
Of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Allied Insurance reminds everyone that child disappearances are many times friendly encounters that leave little or no evidence behind. Parents, teach your children to take a safe route to and from school each day, to walk with friends, and never to accept gifts or rides from strangers. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agency about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Again, that's Allied Insurance. They're wishing everyone a safe and happy 2008. Allied Insurance.
This is Hollywood Jim, host of Spirituality, Common Sense, and the Ability to Kill 99.9% of All Household Germs. Join me this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760 for Spirituality and Common Sense. That's this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
This is Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thirty-six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Your cement mixer for controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. Chance of snow. High today 39. We're talking about the caucuses and about what happened on Super Tuesday. Let me put on the station's resident conservative here, Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right. What are your thoughts on the Republican side?
It's over, man. You guys want it. It's done. Because McCain cannot get the conservative vote, and I don't care if it's Hillary or Obama, the Republicans are not going to win this year.
Wait a minute. So what are you going to do, Steve? You just going to stay home and not vote?
Oh no, I'll go vote still, but I know a lot of conservatives are not going to vote the presidential election portion of it. They'll leave that blank. Now the only caveat to that is if Hillary Clinton gets the nomination and she keeps saying stupid things like she's going to garnish people's wages to make them pay for health care, that could change it.
Well, wait a minute. I don't remember her ever saying that. Where did she say that?
Yeah, just I heard it the other day.
I don't believe that she used the term garnish. I don't believe that garnish is something that you would use, like, for instance, in a bankruptcy.
Well, that garnish may have been rhetoric that was used, but basically the point was that she said that she would force people to pay for health care whether they wanted it or not. They couldn't sit out.
She would mandate that everybody have universal health care. That's correct.
Correct. Right. And I think that's the kind of thing that if she continues with that kind of rhetoric, that conservatives may actually decide, well, they better vote for McCain because he's the lesser of two evils.
Well, you know, the polls show that the majority of Americans want universal health care.
Well, and I would not disagree with having universal health care, Jay. I don't think most people would. I think the issue is for conservatives, we don't want it government run.
Then who do you want to run it?
I'd rather much rather have it done through the private sector. I don't mind having the government, you know, chip in areas where their help is needed or to help people that don't have the means to pay for it themselves. But to create a bureaucracy, the government bureaucracy to do it, no way.
Well, now you and I are going to get into a debate about this because private industry is running it now and they're not doing a very good job.
Well, but you got to keep in mind, Jay, when it comes to, let's say, for example, insurance. Now, I can't give you the ins or ins and outs of areas that I would specifically change to make it a little easier. But the insurance industries right now are extremely regulated, and I actually happen to be in the industry. So I can tell you that there, I have some ideas on ways that you could have private industry do it and have people covered that aren't currently covered. Obviously, there would be some issues even with my ideas, but, you know, if you get the government involved in it, you know, we can look at what goes on in Canada. We can look at what goes on in places like the UK. And sure, for the basic issues that people have, yes, everybody's covered. It works well. The problem is, you know, you look at places like Canada, if you have a serious issue, then people start having to wait in line.
Well,
and
you don't necessarily have that here. But hold on. I want to point a couple of things out. Yes, here you do have to wait in line. Two, why do we have to look at the UK, Canada, or anywhere else and copy them? Why can't we put something of our own together? Because I think one of the things that we constantly do, whether it's healthcare or whatever it is we undersell and underestimate ourselves. I mean, this country's full of all kinds of intelligent people who have all kinds of experience, who basically can sit down and solve any problem we have if they're allowed to do it. And why can't we come up with something that would uniquely be ours? But the idea of leaving it in the hands of the health insurance industry, and I know you're in it, and I understand that, and I respect it, but, you know, the situation is screwed up, and they've been running it forever and a day.
But here's, I'll tell you why, Jay. You're right. I could be completely wrong. It could turn out to be a fantastic system. But I'll give you as an example of something here. Obviously, we don't have national health care, so I can't give you an example of something we don't have. But I'll give you an example, education. Look at how the education system works right now, okay? You get out in the suburbs, the schools are all pretty good, the kids get a pretty decent education, but you go into the inner cities in this country, you go to places like D.C. or Denver or L.A., and their school systems are terrible. They're absolutely terrible. And those are the kids, because they're predominantly minority kids, they're the kids who can least afford to have a terrible system, and they're the ones that are stuck with it.
Yeah, but they're also the ones that are in a different situation than suburban kids, both economically and also socially. And there are some schools, by the way, that are in urban environments across this country that do very, very well. But those kids have a different setup. And when you don't have health care and you don't have proper nutrition and you don't have you have a situation of a one-parent household, and this goes for not only urban but also suburban schools, if you make people believe that they can have it all and fly for free, then you're lying to them, number one, and number two, you're encouraging no involvement. And the communities that you're speaking of, both suburban and urban, have got to be involved in their school system. And I use this as an example every single time.
Okay, so here...
Well, hold on. I want to give you my example.
Okay.
I'll get somebody who call here and will complain about their school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, okay, who's on your school board? Who's your representative? You know the answer I get, Steve?
Probably they don't know.
They don't know. But let me tell you something. as much as I don't get along with my parents, as much as I came from a dysfunctional household, I'm going to tell you something. My parents knew who was on the school board.
Right.
And my parents went down to the school board when something went on they didn't like. And my parents participated in recalls and elections for the school board. Now, this is 40 years ago.
Right. Well, but, Jay, here's to me, this is encapsulates the difference between conservatives and liberals on this issue. To me, I can't say that this would work 100%, but this is why when somebody brings up something like vouchers and the left says absolutely no way, and I'm thinking to myself, take Denver, for example.
All right. You know what? I'd love to let you get on, but I got Diana DeGette coming next. So call me again, and we'll pick this up. All right?
Have a good one.
All right, you too, Steve. 8:43, 43 minutes past the hour. Diana DeGette coming up next. John Turk comes up with traffic.
Jay, we have a three-vehicle fender bender northbound I-225 as you get off the Colfax off-ramp. It's not really affecting traffic on the highway, but if you are in the right lane and getting off on Colfax, you will be slowed down a little bit. Slow traffic eastbound C-470 from Santa Fe to Quebec. We had an earlier accident there at Santa Fe. Colorado Boulevard still moving sluggishly at Mexico Avenue. We had a two-car crash there, and just getting reports of an incident on eastbound 6th Avenue, this just after Wadsworth. If you're headed to the hills, you can't use Loveland Pass. It's been shut down for avalanche control. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and cool with a chance of afternoon showers and a high near 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, but should be windy. Look for a high near 45. Right now, it's 30 degrees in Denver. John Trick, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Burger combo meals may be cheap, but you can pay for it in the end. Instead, you should try the new Subway Black.
Yo, it's my car now.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's my car now.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
It's my car now.com.
The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's mycarnow.com.
Or while you're at it, yes, you can make a difference. RadioVote.com. It only takes about 2 minutes. RadioVote.com. Thanks.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Wednesday. Listen for it. It's Law & Order Wednesday. Back-to-back episodes of the crime drama that sets the standard. A groundbreaking new criminal intent. Then, the legacy. The original Law & Order. All new with the ultimate con artist. Ruthless. Deadly.
A psychopathic killer.
And drop-dead gorgeous.
That's right.
Two Laws, One Night. NBC Wednesday.
Then, watch 9 News at 9 and 10. The Pueblo.
There's no way you could forget.
40 years ago.
We were all scared. There's nothing like hearing a rat-a-tat-tap of gunfire on metal.
He was imprisoned.
We were going to capture a U.S. ship in international waters.
The North Koreans still have it.
It has been a thorn in our sides all these years. That was a blunder on the Navy side. They had lost all their secrets to the North Koreans and Russia.
This Colorado man wants it back. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
The past is important so we don't repeat it.
8:46, 46 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you've got dentures, maybe they don't quite fit. Maybe you're uncomfortable with them. And also, maybe it's robbing you of your social confidence. Then you got to go to Dr. Barrett's, because Dr. Barrett's is one of the top dentists in this country. Man, that's really true. He's an artist of what he does. And his bionic teeth at Barrett's Dental are actually stronger than the original teeth that you had. No more choosing what you can and can't eat, because with Dr. Barrett's, those days are absolutely over. You can get a drop-dead gorgeous smile, and it'll be real. Plus, on top of that, it's not cost-prohibitive. As a matter of fact, you can get a free estimate simply by calling 303-595-4994. That's 303-595-4994. Now, a lot of you are in dental denial, and I can understand that because that's me too. And it doesn't make any difference what you have to have done at to your teeth. Dr. Barrett's is the person to see. If you want to eat apples and carrots, you got to go see Dr. Barrett's. 303-595-4994. How do I know about all this? Because I went myself. 303-595-4994 to schedule a free consultation or check him out online at barrettsdental.com. That's Barrett's, BARROTZ Dental.com.
Your opinion counts. We listened to your feedback and changed our lineup on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. See the new schedule on AM760.net and tell us what you think in the new Progressive Forum. AM760.net.
8:48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, chance of snow, high today 39. But it looks kind of nice out there now. Let's go talk to Representative Diana DeGette, who is from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. That happens to be my district, and we'll get her reaction to Super Tuesday. And she's also endorsed Hillary Clinton. And Congresswoman, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. Glad to be back with you.
Yeah, good to have you on. Okay, your reaction to yesterday, what do you think?
I was actually extremely pleased with yesterday. Hillary Clinton won across the country, and she won some big states. So I think it's going to be a real, I think one of the newspapers said it's turned from a sprint to a marathon now, and I think that's accurate. But as I think she goes along, I think she's really got a compelling case to make.
All right, Colorado overwhelmingly went for Obama. So somebody sent me an email asking me this question, so I'll ask you. Since Colorado overwhelmingly went for Obama, and I'm not sure what went on in our congressional district because I didn't get the totals. I just went and caucused. But if he won overwhelmingly in our district, would you then change to reflect your district?
Well, I endorsed Hillary Clinton early on because I feel like she's the most qualified person to do the job. But I've said consistently, and in fact I said it at my caucus at Hill Middle School, which had almost 1,000 people in attendance, look, you know, we're all Democrats here. We have a tough primary, but we have two wonderful candidates. And whoever the nominee is, we will all be getting behind that person. So that wouldn't be very loyal, switching ships in mid-course. So I'm sticking with Hillary. But frankly, both of them are my friends, and I think either one of them would be a formidable candidate against what looks like will be John McCain.
What do you think the chief challenges will be taking on John McCain?
Well, I think John McCain, because he's been a little bit of a renegade in the Senate, people, independent voters and even some Democrats, think he's moderate. That is far, far from the truth. And just a few weeks ago, for example, he said he thinks that we're going to be in Iraq for 100 years. That's just unacceptable. So I think the more people see of McCain, they will realize that he is very conservative, very, very down-the-line Republican. But I think that's going to be the challenge for the Democratic nominee to point out.
Yeah, I was puzzled by that statement, too, of being in Iraq for 100 years. He can't sincerely mean that.
Well, I think he does. I mean, I think he thinks that it's going to take that long to bring stability. And frankly, that's just not acceptable. We've got to come up with a plan to help the Iraqi government begin to stabilize itself, and we need to get out of there. I just went to the first funeral. I guess I'm lucky in a way. I've only had one soldier of my constituents die in this war, but it was about the saddest thing I've ever done, Jay. This young man, he fought courageously for our country, and he had both of his legs blown off, one arm and his other hand.
Mm.
It burns over 50% of his body, and he survived for 5 months. His wife, his beautiful wife, and his mother sat at his bedside for the whole time and nursed him. And then of course, he passed. And I will tell you, it was so sad to me because he was so courageous. He was so dedicated to his country. And I thought, it's just not acceptable to keep our young men and women there doing their job, fighting hard for 100 years. That's just not acceptable.
How about the economy? I mean, the Dow yesterday, people are extremely nervous, downsizing and layoffs.
Well, I would hope that the Senate would act quickly to pass the economic stimulus package that Nancy Pelosi, John Boehner, and the president were able to put together. That'll be a good short-term stimulus. But in the longer term, we have to act very aggressively to strengthen our markets, to strengthen our economy, to reduce the deficit. And I think it's going to take some real bold leadership.
Let me go back to the Super Tuesday and the primaries. And I back Barack Obama, so I'm not going to say at this point that Hillary Clinton would be the nominee. But if she did turn out to be the nominee, do you think that she would ask Barack Obama to assume the vice president's spot if he would take it? I mean, to me, that would be an absolute killer combination.
Well, I think that whichever one of them wins the nomination is really going to have to look at who balances them out in terms of style and substance, who can really be a partner there, and also who can help them win in some of these key states that they'll need to win in November, places like Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and I don't think that either one of them could make that decision now.
You know, the other thing that worries me is there's too many people going around saying that the Democrats have a slam dunk. When I don't believe that, I think it's going to be tight.
Presidency,
it's going to be tight in this state for the Senate race. I mean, people have really got to get mobilized.
Well, the good news is, Jay, people are really mobilized. I mean, my husband, you know, was in charge of running the 6 caucuses in my area of town at Hill Middle School. They told him they thought there would be maybe 50 or 60 people, and there were almost 1,000. He had the foresight to call the principal and say, can we get the auditorium because the lunchroom's not big enough? And this, you saw this all across the state yesterday. Democrats are mad, they're mobilized, and they're going to need to stay that way through November.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. I mean, our place we went to caucus too is also very, very crowded. But that's what I mean. I mean, it doesn't end today, and it's not going to end in August. We're going to have to stay hot. We're going to have to stay motivated all the way to the end, and I don't think anybody should take anything for granted.
Oh, no. And, you know, you talked about the Senate race. I will tell you, Mark Udall is a fine candidate, and he's going to be a fine senator. But I think a lot of Democrats assume that he's just going to win the nomination. But because of the 200,000 voter registration edge by the Republicans, recent polling shows that Mark is just neck and neck with Bob Schaefer.
Right, right.
He's a very conservative Republican. So people are going to need to be motivated about that race, too.
Yeah, they really are going to get motivated. And the short answer to this, I mean, the whole thing is here, no matter who the nominee is, on the presidential level, on the Senate race, congressional races, we have got to be motivated, and we got to stay hot, and we got to follow through.
I agree with that, and I think every indication so far shows we will, but I completely agree with you.
Yeah, it just seems to me it's a message that we just can't quit driving home all the time, that we just have to stay motivated.
You know, and the other message, Jay, is this. We are not the enemy. It's not Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama who's the enemy. When one of them finally pulls ahead, it may be all the way at the convention, we have to come together as a party and realize that it's going to take all of us pulling together for whoever our nominee is.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. Congresswoman DeGette, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always good to hear your voice.
It's great to be with you, and I will talk to you soon.
Oh, I hope so. Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
All right. There's Congresswoman Diana DeGette from my district, the 1st Congressional District, and we thank her for coming on. By the way, you can check her out on the web at DeGette.House.gov. And good people for sure. All right, let's get back to the phones here. I think I can squeeze one more call in here, and we'll go to Kevin in Lakewood. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Kevin, it's yours. Hello, Kev. Yeah, all right, history. Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760.
Jay, how are you?
Good.
Hey, my wife and I up here in Conifer were Obama precinct captains, and what a turnout. Absolutely amazing.
Great.
A line wrapped around the building. One of your callers said he was upset because it was pretty chaotic. Ours was sort of a happy chaos. They ran out of forms, and it was just great. And the best part of America, Jay, we opened up the floor for just discussion, quick bit of politicking between people, split between Obama supporters and Hillary supporters. It was fabulous, just the best part of America right there last night. I stood up first thing and just said, folks, I'll support Hillary if she's the last one standing, but unfortunately, if she's our person, her very presence will galvanize the Republicans. I've heard that, Jay. I've heard it from Republicans. They're itching for a fight if Hillary's a person. I've heard it from, listen, here's the worst part of this. I know liberal Democrats, tons of them.
Yeah,
men and women who won't support her at all.
You know what? That's a mistake, and I've heard that too, and we got to overcome that.
I know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
the
call.
Okay, Jay. See ya.
All right. More of your calls coming up. Everybody's online. Hang on. If you're not online, jump online. Let's talk.
You could turn on the TV and watch your favorite shows anytime. Your web connection would be like a high-performance sports car. And you could talk as much as you want on your home phone for one low price. Such a world does exist when you pick the Comcast Triple Play. With the Comcast Triple Play, you get Comcast digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice for just $33 each per month for 1 year. Comcast digital cable brings you all the channels you'd expect, plus on-demand, so you can watch tons of movies and shows whenever you want. Comcast high-speed internet is super fast, so surfing and downloads are faster. And Comcast digital voice provides unlimited local and nationwide calling from home. All three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. That Comcast Triple Play makes your world just a bit more perfect. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers. Require subscription to all three services. After 12 months, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees are extra. Call for details.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. There's a massive cleanup underway across a swath of the South devastated by a string of tornadoes. Thunder in Little Rock, Arkansas, one of four states hit by twisters blamed for killing at least 48 people. Some survivors, like this woman in Kentucky, told hair-raising stories.
Thank the Lord we were okay and everything. We had to climb out through the windows.
Union University in Jackson, Tennessee, was battered by the storms. President David Dockery's reaction?
It's shock. There are buildings that are in complete rubble. You can see the ones that are damaged. What you can't see are the ones that don't exist anymore.
He estimates damage at $30 million. Well, Super Tuesday is history with the Republican presidential race clarified and the Democratic contest as murky as ever. Barack Obama won more states than Hillary Clinton, but CBS News totals show her emerging with a handful more delegates.
I'm Peter Mayer with the Obama campaign in Chicago.
I think we're going to come out with a lot of momentum for the contest to come.
Senior Obama advisor David Axelrod looking ahead to races in places like Louisiana, Washington State, Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, and Texas. Both campaigns will focus on their strengths. Exit polls show Obama appealing to white men, African Americans, high income, and younger voters. Clinton did well on Super Tuesday with white women and Latinos. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Chicago.
Well, there are primaries and caucuses to come that CBS News chief political correspondent Jeff Greenfield says Obama should like.
You've got a few weeks of primaries and caucuses coming up that by and large look to be better for Obama. Louisiana caucuses, primaries in Maryland and the District of Columbia, where he ought to do very well given the large African-American contingent, a competitive primary in Virginia.
And what about the Republican race after John McCain's impressive victories? CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer.
John McCain, in essence, won the Republican nomination. There's nowhere else for Mike Huckabee to win, really, when you look what's down the road. I think this is probably it for Mitt Romney.
What was behind the death of actor Heath Ledger last month? The New York City Medical Examiner's Office has reached its conclusion. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv is live in New York.
Lethal combination, Nick, of six prescription drugs. The official report suggests an accident, not suicide. Ledger took painkillers, OxyContin and hydrocodone, anti-anxiety pills, Valium and Xanax, and two types of sleeping pills. The cumulative effects caused the death of the 28-year-old movie star in his apartment. A statement from Heath Ledger's father in Australia says this accident should be a warning that it's dangerous to combine medications, even at low dosage. Live in New York, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Well, as the economy put the brakes on, worker productivity slowed during the final quarter of last year. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up. Stocks are ahead. The Dow ahead 92 points, the Nasdaq 16, and the S&P 500 up 9. This is CBS News.
Being well means more than just not being sick. Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Lamb, author and professor at the NYU Medical Center. I eat right and exercise because it keeps me healthy. And I take Ester C because it gives me immune support that lasts up to 24 hours. Ester C is a patented non-acidic form of vitamin C that's fast absorbing and gentle on my stomach. I recommend you take the vitamin C that I take myself, Ester C.
Bolster your immune system with Ester C, a better vitamin C.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A very upset lady from California wrote, "As a cat owner, I really feel your ads discriminate against cats. There's no reason to single out cat hairs. Why not pick on dogs?" Well, madam, I own cats and dogs, and I can tell you, my Orrick XL treats all pet hair equal. See for yourself, risk-free, for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. Got pets? Get an Oric.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Democrat Barack Obama and Republican Mitt Romney scoring overwhelming victories in Colorado's presidential caucuses last night. They benefited from a record turnout that included thousands of first-time caucus goers, even some second-timers.
It's my second caucus.
Really?
But I don't remember who my candidate was for the first one. It was very uneventful.
But she did remember choosing Barack Obama last night. With 99% of the Democratic precincts reporting Obama has 67% of the vote to 32% for Hillary Clinton. Huge crowds overwhelmed many of the caucus sites, some locations reporting more than 1,000 people forced to wait in line.
My opinion was it wasn't going to be very crowded. I just wasn't expecting this, so this is a little overwhelming, but I think it's great.
Yeah, Governor Ritter also surprised by the crowds. He credits campaign workers on both sides.
Two things. Number one, I think the campaigns are both pretty exciting, and that helps. But also people's desire to see change and be a part of that process that gets you to change.
More than 118,000 Democratic voters went to the caucuses compared to just 15,000 4 years ago. More than 56,000 Republicans took part. And an immigration agent charged with accessing a federal database to help the political campaign of Bob Beaupre will have to face trial after a federal judge refused to dismiss the case against him. Corey Voorhees' attorney said the case against him should be tossed out because other government workers accessed the same information, but they didn't face prosecution. Legal analyst Scott Robinson, not surprised.
The reason for that is that we entrust to prosecutors to decide who to be charged and who is not to be charged.
U.S. District Judge John Cain setting a trial date for Voorhees for March 31st. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Today's drive is in a lot better condition than yesterday's commute as things are winding down. There are some slow spots on C-470 University on the approach to Quebec. I-25 underneath the bridges as well as that westbound side of 36. Speeds are going to be in the 40s once you get past Sheridan towards Church Ranch. A little delay, but not too bad. There's a minor fender bender on the ramp from northbound 225 to Colfax. A couple surface street crashes as well. Colorado and Mexico, that one should be cleaned up shortly if it's not already gone. And there's another one.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
You know the drill.
Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Super Tuesday, and so we'll weave all this stuff together. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
My caucus experience was great. I mean, it was just so encouraging to see so many people out there. The room was full to overflowing. People were standing in the hallway.
Oh, that's great.
And our precinct chairman was just beside herself. 4 years ago, she said there were about 15 people there. So
I'm finding out today on the phones is nobody expected to have the turnouts that they ended up having.
Right. I mean, I sort of expected a lot of people, but not this many. And, you know, I saw my neighbors there, and it was just really cool. I sort of hoped to see more young people there. I mean, the demographic was, you know, probably 50 plus. My wife and I are both in our 40s, and there are probably, I don't know, four, five, six other people our age. And I don't know if that's just a reflection of our neighborhood or our precinct, but we got 8 delegates, 3 for Hillary and 5 for Obama. And the energy was just palpable. You know, people are fired up, and, you know, it's only February. I think it's just going to, I think this is just the beginning. I think people are really going to stay focused and engaged.
I think you're right about that, but we just have to keep throwing logs on the fire. We got to stay fired up.
Yep. And for District 6, Lois Court was our pick. I think she's a great candidate, and she's going to do a great job for District 6. So just like to shout a word out there for Lois Court and encourage everyone to support her who lives in District 6. And also Mark Udall. Did good in our last night as well. So
yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, another thing, you know, I noticed this morning while watching the news, you know, the ticker tape on the bottom of the screen. For most of the states, they show the actual numbers of people that turned out, and it's like, you know, a 3-1 Democrats over Republicans. They're just not turning out, or you know, as much as the Democrats are. So it's really encouraging. People are fired up. We're ready for change, and I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think part of it is because we are fired up, and I think the other part of it is because they're not, because they're not happy.
No.
They're not happy with their choices. All right, Mike, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay, take it easy.
Okay, man, you too.
Bye-bye.
Here's Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, I was a first-time caucus attendee last night.
And tell me what happened.
And it was pretty good. I mean, it was very civil. The particular precinct that I was in was overwhelmingly for Obama. It was like 27-9, so as far as votes were concerned. So we sent 4 for Obama and 2 for Clinton. There was no, you know, anger or vitriol between the two sides, and no arm twisting of any sort, and it was all pretty civil, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that, because I had expected some a lot of you know, anger or name calling or stuff like that.
Animosity between the two sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was just pretty quiet, and it was interesting to see the demographic as far as the Clinton side was concerned, is that they were generally boomers or older, who were for Clinton, whereas on the Obama side, it was a, I think, a slightly wider demographic of blacks, a couple of young people, and also the boomers. So,
let me ask you this: was how big was the turnout?
At that particular district, it was over 400 in that particular school.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and it was. I think the whoever was running it was not prepared for that many people, because it was sort of disorganized at first. But we went out. Our particular precinct went out in the hallway, and it became much easier to handle things. So.
So it got easier. So overall, you were what, knocked out by the experience, or?
Well, I was favorably impressed, you know, and I think we still should go to a primary, but I was favorably impressed that it wasn't, you know, like I said, a lot of name calling or arm twisting as far as, you know, whose candidate was the best or anything like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you can't. Some of this organization, you can't blame them because, you know, they're used to not having this many people to turn out. So there's got to be a little bit of chaos. Even when I caucused in Utah, where there wasn't that many turnout, the turnout wasn't that big because the state doesn't have that many Democrats. It was a little disorganized at first, and it was a little bit disorganized last night, but it wasn't bad, and it turned out to be a pretty good deal.
A couple of other points I'd like to make.
Sure.
Is caller from the last hour, I sort of resent the pigeonholing by both sides as far as how both sides, you know, Obama, Clinton, how one side is more righteous than the other. And such as his claiming that the enthusiasm is all on Obama's side as opposed to Clinton. And I also, I'm a registered nurse, and I resent the fact that some of the Clinton people are claiming that the anger against her is because she's a woman. You know, I mean, I work in an virtually all female profession. That's not a legitimate argument.
Ooh, you're a registered nurse. That means you can draw blood, right? I don't want to know you.
I only engage in my professional behavior at work, not outside.
No. What I want to know is if you know, as it turns out that you have to look out for me. I want to know, man. Can you hit it on the first shot? Do you usually get it on the first shot?
Tell the truth, Jay. I work with the premature crowd, the preemies, not the not adults.
Oh, so then we don't know what your skills are at what do they call it? Phlebotomy, right?
Not with adults. I haven't tried that in quite a while. So.
Okay. Well, how about the last time you tried it?
Well, the last time I tried it, I was very successful, but that was quite a while ago. So.
Okay. Well, if I, you know what, if I ever end up hospitalized in, what hospital do you work at?
I'd rather not say over the air.
Well, that's all right. Send me an email.
Okay.
Because you never know. I mean, you know, I might have to use your name to get preferential treatment. You know?
I doubt that will happen because, like I said, I pretty much just work with the preemies. So.
Yeah, so what are you trying to tell me, Al, that you can't help me out?
I would prefer not to deal, you know, since I am not familiar with adults, I would prefer not to be working on you. I would refer you to somebody else who had more expertise in that area. So.
Well, we love you anyway, and you guys just don't get paid enough.
Thank you.
Because you're a vital part of this society, so without you, preemies, adults, teenagers, I don't care what your age group is, we'd be SOL, man, without folks like you.
Okay.
I have a great deal of respect, except when you can't hit it on the mark and have to probe around to try to find the vein, then my respect drops very quickly.
Well.
Some people have that skill, and others don't, is all I can say. So.
All right, Al, glad you called in, man. Hope to talk to you again.
Okay, you take care.
All right, thanks. It's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin here. John Turk with traffic.
Starting to shape up on the highway. Speeds returning to and above the posted limits with the exception of eastbound I-270 from I-76 to Vasquez. Still showing speeds in the teens. Eastbound C-470 from Santa Fe to University. U.S. 36, the turnpike running a little sluggish for westbounders starting at Sheridan Boulevard. Off the freeways, an accident at Martin Luther King Boulevard and Quebec. It's also real windy on Highway 93 from Golden to Boulder. Snow is blowing across the roadway. In the high country, Loveland Pass closed due to avalanche control. Today's forecast, partly cloudy this morning with a few snow showers developing during the afternoon. Look for a high near 40 tonight, on and off snow shower.
Have you ever wanted to get your scuba diving certification? Do you wish you could explore the underwater world on your next tropical vacation? Ocean First Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center, equipped with their own heated dive pool, and there's never been a better time to get your PADI certification. Ocean First Divers has specials on all of their training courses, from open water through instructor, as well as continuing education, like advanced open water and enriched air training. Ocean First Divers is located at 30th and Bluff Street next to the steel yards. Go online at oceanfirstdivers.com to check out their carbon offset program.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is almost here, and ProFlowers has an incredible offer just for radio listeners. 1 dozen red roses, plus free chocolates and a free vase for just $39.99. Wow, red roses, chocolates, and a vase for just $39.99. That's an incredible offer. ProFlowers roses were rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. Order today. Click on the ProFlowers banner in your media player now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in the password music. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password music.
They just say to me, well, why are you on the air talking about them all the time? Why your feelings about them? Well, it boils down to a couple of things. First of all, Rocky's Autos has been a staunch supporter of this program now for 2.5, almost 3 years. Second of all, I have a really unique relationship with Rocky's. I've been dealing with them on a retail level for about 11 years. Mary and I have bought, oh, I'd say anywhere between 5 and 6 automobiles from them. Matter of fact, the car that we have now, we bought from Rocky's Autos. And I have to tell you, it's one of the best vehicles that we have ever bought. I mean, you got to pry the keys out of Mary's dead cold hands. I mean, she just loves this car, and I love it too. I mean, it's just great. So when I get on the air and I talk about Rocky's Autos, I talk about them sincerely from my heart because I have a very close relationship with them. And they want to see your trade. Unlike a lot of dealers, they want to see your trade. And they've got new vehicles coming in all the time. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in any place I've ever seen. I mean, they've got everything you could possibly want. You can check them out on the internets at rockiesautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've got numerous ways to finance, and they've got the best people out there. Tom and Marv, Al Shearer, and the gang really do a great job. So why do I talk about Rockies a lot? I talk about Rockies a lot because my heart and soul is tied up with them. And I, you know what? I believe in them to be the best car dealership, the best car store is probably a better way to put it, the best car store that I've ever been to. Rocky's Autos open tonight until 8 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Check them out for yourself at 63rd and Federal.
In a perfect world, you could turn on the TV and watch your favorite shows anytime. Your web connection would be like a high-performance sports car. And you could talk as much as you want on your home phone for one low price. Such a world does exist when you pick the Comcast Triple Play. With the Comcast Triple Play, you get Comcast digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice for just $33 each per month for 1 year. Comcast digital cable brings you all the channels you'd expect, plus on demand, so you can watch tons of movies and shows whenever you want. Comcast high-speed internet is super fast, so surfing and downloads are faster. And Comcast digital voice provides unlimited local and nationwide calling from home. All three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. That Comcast Triple Play makes your world just a bit more perfect. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 12 months, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees are extra. Call for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
3 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement. Chance of snow, about a 30% chance. High 39. I got to read this email from AM760.net. I really got to read this. This is from Kat. She says, Jay, I just tuned in and heard a guy call me stupid because I'm a Hillary supporter. I guess my master's degree plus 30 graduate hours in education count for nothing. Hillary is an incredibly smart woman who has worked hard for this country her entire life. I do not think we should choose in order to have a rock star as a president. Yes, Barack is charismatic, but how does that translate? We need someone who is tough, organized, and knows how to work the system in Washington. Well, I could read the rest of this Kat's email that that basically makes a case for Hillary Clinton. But I think the first part of this is really true. I just tuned in and heard a guy call me stupid because I'm a Hillary supporter. I don't think we ought to be calling each other anything. And I think because you support one candidate over another doesn't make you stupid. And I think that's just the wrong way to look at things. This is from Mona. I'm an old stone-faced woman who showed up last night to caucus for Clinton. I was overwhelmed by the rudeness of the Obama supporters in my district. The first word out of one of the young males was that my vote won't even matter if I can muster up to 15% cent for my candidate. My comment is that they can win a national election without the vote of veteran Democratic voters. And once again, I mean, there's no need to be rude about anything. And let's keep our eye on the ball here. And whoever wins, and I back Barack Obama, but whoever wins, we have to put them in the White House. So, chill out. That's all I can say. Chill out and do not. You know, let's not get ugly about this, because it doesn't do any good. And because somebody has a different choice than you do, doesn't make them stupid. It doesn't make them an idiot. And I get people who email me, oh, you're really a conservative. You're too right wing. What? Because we disagree? No. The thing is, look, we have something going that the GOP doesn't have. You know what it is? We've got two really capable candidates. And we're going to go on, and we're going to win this thing in November, and we're going to bring in other people to help us win. Because people are tired. They're sick and tired of what's going on here. They want change, and we're going to bring change. And we can bring change. So let's band together. Support who you want. Have respect for the other person. But know that we're all on the same track and that we want change. Here's Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm calling from Chicago Springs down here.
Mm-hmm.
I, long-time Republican. This is the first caucus I ever had a chance. I just moved to Colorado a little while ago. And so I was really excited, and I went down to the local Republican headquarters here in the Springs. And they told me where to go, what time. And I repeated it back to them. And I showed up 35 minutes early today, or yesterday, and I was told, no, that precinct didn't meet there. And there were at least one other person, I think two people, who'd gotten the same information. They got it off the net. I got it directly from the horse's mouth. So they told us to go to the YMCA. It's about 3/4 mile away. Went there. No, that wasn't where the precinct was. Now, the problem is... Neither of those precincts had a master list telling where any other precinct was supposed to be, and nobody who had a telephone there could get the local headquarters to get any information. And basically I was told to go to a payphone and try myself.
Oh, man, that's a mess.
Well, and I just, you know, it's sort of like the reason that I went there was trying to, and the reason I'm still a registered Republican is to try to bring some sanity back into the party. Now, you and I can debate. I'm an Eisenhower Republican, so exactly when the party went off the tracks is another question. But I wanted to vote for Ron Paul.
Well, an Eisenhower Republican these days would be considered to be a a liberal or moderate Democrat.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to talk to my fellow Republicans and say, guys, look, this is crazy. We're committing you know, the Democrats have a circular firing squad. We just put the barrel in our mouth and pull the trigger. And I was denied my right to do that. I was denied my right to cast a vote for Ron Paul.
Wait a minute. Why were you denied your right to cast a vote for Ron Paul?
I have no idea, Jay, but, I mean, let's look at this. This is the local Colorado Springs, excuse me, Chicago Springs, Mayor Daley Springs to my mind. I don't know whether it was a dirty trick or not, or whether it was that the local Republican Party is simply following the incompetence out of Washington by Bush and Cheney.
So, in essence, the deal was is that you didn't get to and nobody else got to caucus for Ron Paul. Am I right about that?
Well, I don't know what happened because I wasn't inside either place. I don't know what was said. And I guess I have to say one more thing, that one of the problems or one of the things that I've always thought about in my life is the old saying about the wheel always turns. And with no disrespect to your Afro-American or Latino listeners, last night I got a little taste of what it's like not to be white.
Well,
now you know, and the bottom line on it is, I'm sure that there are going to be all sorts of fingers pointing if I make a stink about it down here. I'm also sure that in terms of, I don't know whether this qualifies under any of the federal election laws or not, but I'm sure if I go to my stuff, because I'm not a Republican of the proper color.
Well, all right. Here, you know what? Let me just say this before we go get our guest. Let me say this to you. Number one, I think what you were a victim of is not you're a victim of something that a lot of people go through, which is you were of the minority opinion. Okay, that's number one. Number two, they should have never denied you the right to caucus for your choice. And number three, I don't think that you really, in hearts of hearts, I don't think you belong in the GOP. I think you belong with us. The only reason I say that is because if you're a moderate Republican or an Eisenhower Republican, there doesn't seem to be any place for you over there, where there's more of a place for you here than there is over there. And I think you really ought to think about that.
You've got to win their hearts and minds, and you only do that by being in their caucus. But thank you. You're right on another stuff.
All right, Ralph. Thanks, man. All right, I'm not so sure I agree with that, but sorry Ralph had that problem, because no matter what your political ideology is, you should have the right to caucus. 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Theo LeCocq coming up. Right now, John Turk with traffic.
What a difference a day can make, as this morning's commute a whole lot easier than yesterday's. We're in really good shape right now across the metro, but still a little congestion on I-270 for you eastbounders from 76 to Vasquez. Also a little sluggish as you approach the tech center on southbound 225. You also need to tap the brakes southbound I-25 downtown from 58th to Spear Boulevard. In the cleanup phase, an accident on MLK Boulevard and Quebec. Today's forecast, partly cloudy this morning. A few snow showers developing this afternoon. Look for a high near 40. Tonight, on and off snow showers, a low of 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley-Davidson in Aurora and Parker is ready to ride for the best in sales, service, parts, and motor.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? A straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game, I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. Also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi, yeah. Feel my explain. Especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, yeah, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSM Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
Full cost of education and make no payments until 6 months after graduation. Apply now to secure your My Rich Uncle private loan. You can get approved in as little as 15 minutes. Visit MyRichUncle.com and apply today. That's MyRichUncle.com. My Rich Uncle is a national provider of federal and private loans. Maximize your lowest cost loans first and always borrow wisely.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
Sir, I think I speak for the four of us when I say that we do not support your current errand.
Well, we're going to the tire store. You guys are tires.
Head to the dealership.
Well, at the tire store, you can see your buddies.
We don't associate with off-brands. Your dealer has name brands. Michelin, Continental, Goodyear.
Enough.
I don't think they carry that one.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, I see this. John McCain is campaigning at home in Arizona. Standing behind him is Joseph Lieberman, who keeps nodding his head like one of those dogs that you see in the back. Like, what do they call it? Like in the back of somebody's car when they drive down the road and the dog's head just goes up and down, up and down?
Bobblehead?
Yeah. You know, that's Lieberman. I don't hate most people, but if I had to name one person in this world I'd hate, it'd have to be Joseph Lieberman. 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today is going to be 39, 30% chance of snow. And let's talk to Theo LeComp, Communications Director for Western Progress. Theo has spent 7 years working as a communications and events professional. He joined Western Progress in August of 2007, having previously served as Associate Director of Press Relations at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C., which is where we first met him. And in September 2006, he was Deputy Director for Media Affairs at the Clinton Global Initiative in New York. He also served on the national advance staffs of Wesley Clark and John Kerry for president. So let's say hello. Hey, Theo, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. First of all, for those people who don't know, explain what Western Progress is.
Well, Western Progress, Jay, is we are a nonpartisan progressive think tank focused on the 8 states of the Rocky Mountain West. So we have our headquarters in Phoenix, and we also have offices here in Denver and up in Missoula, Montana. And what we're doing is trying to push progressive policy on a number of issues, specifically focused on the West and on Western issues. We kicked off last year with a conference on renewable energy. We've done a lot of work on improving conservation of water and environmental restoration. We're going to be moving also into some bigger issues that face the West and the rest of the country: healthcare, immigration, and a number of other things. We're still pretty young. I came on in August, and the organization's about a year old at this point. But we're just trying to push progressive policy all across the Rockies.
All right. Would it be unfair to ask you about yesterday?
No, it's not unfair to ask about yesterday at all. Obviously, yesterday has a lot of impact on the policies we're going to see here in the West.
All right. Are you happy with the outcome?
I don't know if I have, as a nonpartisan person in my capacity, I don't know that I'm happy or sad, but I certainly think that, at least on the Democratic side, it seemed a little bit like Groundhog Day and the candidates saw their shadows, so we'll have another 6 weeks of primaries. On the Republican side, it looks like there's just continued disarray in the Republican Party, and they can't really decide what they want to do.
On the Democratic side, it's got to be encouraging to you, to everybody, including myself, that the turnout was so heavy.
Yeah, over and over and over again, we've seen more enthusiasm on the Democratic side. Every single primary so far, I think we even outpaced even on the Republicans in South Carolina, where the Republicans have traditionally had huge turnout in the primaries, I think the Democrats have had a huge amount of enthusiasm all over the country, and that's a good sign for the Democrats looking towards November, no matter who you support.
And is that a sign? Would that be a sign that people are desperately looking for change?
I think that's a sign that people are interested in change. I mean, one of the big signs of that is the fact that you see, you know, Mitt Romney talking about change and John McCain talking about change, and the fact that this whole idea of change has been taken up by everyone, regardless of what party they're in.
All right, for this part of the United States, what do you think the key issues in this region are?
Well, obviously the voters here have some of the same concerns that voters nationally have. Healthcare is a big concern in the West, and I think you've seen governors all over the West. You know, Governor Huntsman in Utah, Governor Ritter here, Governor Napolitano have all talked about some sort of healthcare plan to offer universal coverage in the states. But, you know, states aren't going to be able to shoulder the cost of healthcare going forward. So I think Western voters are really focused on, how to improve affordability, how to improve access to healthcare. We've got a lot of rural areas where people don't have access to healthcare, and how do we improve that access? But also, you know, in addition to the big national issues that we've seen, I think also people in the West are worried about growth. Growth is a big issue here that really hasn't appeared on the national radar screen, but it's something that people in the West are certainly aware of. People in the West are certainly aware of that they're taxing resources like water, like water, and that it's going to have an increasingly negative effect on the quality of life out here in the West, which is quite frankly why a lot of people choose to live in the West, is for the quality of life.
Yeah, water's going to be, it's an issue now, but it's going to be even bigger as time goes on. I marvel at Nevada, and I marvel at Las Vegas. I marvel at the growth there, having grown up in the western United States and remembering the days when there was just nothing there except this little town called Las Vegas. And now it's huge. And you've got parts of that area, parts around there, like Mesquite and other areas that were never developed before and now are becoming developed. Where are they going to get the water and the electricity to support all this?
Well, that's the thing, is we just don't know. If you look, you know, you saw that article in the New York Times Magazine a couple months ago about how the level of Lake Mead, which supplies water for southern Nevada, is, you know, it's 100 feet below where it used to be, and there's going to be a massive water shortage, especially considering the effects that climate change has on the area. You know, it's not just that we have one of the fastest growing regions in the country. It's also that we're ground zero for climate change. I think in Utah they had a study that showed that the West is going to experience the effects of climate change and global warming much faster than any of the rest of the country.
Well, you know, people have got to wake up to this. They've got to wake up to this.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think we've seen a little bit of attention paid to water, particularly, you know, there's some lawsuits going on, and states are starting to fight over water, and it's going to be a bigger issue. If you watched Hillary's online town hall on Monday night on the Hallmark Channel, they went around to all the states, and the question from Alabama was also about water, because they had a massive drought this last fall. So water is going to be, I think it's very much a Western issue right now, but it's going to be one of those issues that kind of creeps up and starts to weed its way into national politics much more.
Yeah, I think, I think there's going to be a huge worry about that, just like there's a huge worry about energy and about the idea of alternative energy. Which we have to produce.
Yeah, we absolutely. You know, I know that, you know, here in Colorado we're a bit of an oil and gas state, but without those resources are going to run out at some point, and with climate change also being a concern, we have to promote renewable energy and renewable resources as a way to get our energy, just because of the increasing demand, and there's not going to be enough of it. I think that Colorado's done some great things with solar energy. We got 300 days of sunshine here. Let's use them, and let's move forward and find a way to have solar energy and whether it's hydro or other renewable sources of energy, have those be the way that we can manage some of this growth.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day where it's cost it's not the right word. Here's a better word. Affordable for people, including myself, to convert over to solar energy for our homes.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the biggest obstacle right now to solar, is that the initial installation cost is so large. We actually hosted an event with Governor Ritter last week talking about solar initiative. And one of the great things that's moving through the legislature here in Colorado this year is the Go Solar Bond Initiative, which will essentially allow you to purchase a solar system, borrow money to purchase a solar system for your house, and the value and the borrowing and the tax advantages to that loan stay with the house. So if you think you're gonna leave your house in a couple of years, it's still financially it's in your interest to purchase that solar system, because the financial incentives of the solar system transfer with the house, so that your buyer will pay you for it. So it's a great bill, and I think it's something that'll help a lot here in Colorado.
Yeah, I think so too. Theo, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show and look forward to having you on again.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, Jay. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you so much. There's Theo LeCompte. You can check him out at Western Progress. That's westernprogress.org. It's 9:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Well, you want to talk about what happened yesterday? You want to talk about Super Tuesday? Man, I'm happy to talk to you. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Ted in Centennial. Ted, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, this is one more feedback on the experience last night.
Yeah, how'd you do?
We just had a wonderfully challenging it was our district meeting in a school. I can just I'm on the executive committee of Arapahoe County Party and executive committee of the state, and so I was in the chair last night, but I was on that end of things, helping things going. And we knew we were going to have some kind of space problem a couple of weeks ago, but it was nearly impossible to tell how much. And we were just absolutely overwhelmed with the massive turnout. Let me give you two examples on that. 2 years ago, in the off-election year, my precinct, only one person showed up, and that was me. And this is a very Republican district. And 4 years ago for Kerry, in my precinct, 14 people showed up, and that was a record in the last 10 years. And last night in my own precinct, 48 people showed up.
Ooh.
And about 70% of, maybe half of those probably had never been to a caucus before. We had to move our crowds from one room to a second. We had to break them off into a second room, and then that second room overflowed, and we had to move them into a third room. We couldn't start the meeting on time. People had to walk four blocks away because the traffic, the parking lots were full. Another way to sum this whole thing up is my memory is 4 years ago in the Kerry campaign, I think we had about 320 people or so showed up. That, too, is a record in memory out here. And last night we had 2,150.
2,150?
Yes.
You know what I'm interested
in? So you can see our officers there. We were just overwhelmed. There was no way we could prepare for a facility. The larger facility we wanted was booked up already a couple of months ago, and we couldn't get in that. So we were in a smaller facility. And it was amazing how patient the crowds were. I mean, literally, Jay, it was shoulder to shoulder in hallways and in steps and stuff like that. So we had to keep moving them. And there's just another aspect about this that, well, again, amazing patience. Even though we had to start late and all that, and move people around, and it took much longer to register people and all that kind of stuff. And there was no, I was helping oversee several precincts in a way too, one of the sub rooms. And there was no animosity between the Clinton people and the Obama people. I happen to be a Kucinich Edwards Obama person, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, I started out backing Edwards and moved to Obama.
I know it, yes. And then our results for the whole district were 1,400 for Obama and about 700 for Clinton, and that's the 2-to-1 ratio, about two-thirds to one-third, which just coincidentally kind of reflects what happened in the entire state.
Well, you know, I didn't see it this morning in the paper, so maybe it's there, but I didn't see it in the papers. I'd be interested to know this. I wonder what the turnout was on the Democratic side as opposed to the turnout on the Republican side.
And I know that was in the paper somewhere. The one I don't remember that part, but I know 4 years ago the total Democratic turnout was 15,000 in the state. And last night, the turnout in the state for the Democrats was 118 or 120,000.
And what about the Republicans?
And
you
the
know?
Republican, I just didn't. I picked up the phone before I finished reading the newspaper.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I have to go back and look for it because I didn't see it. Well, I think it's and, a. You know what? I think it's a shot across the bow to Dick Wadhams.
Yeah.
And the Republican Party that hey, the Dems are fired up, man, and they're ready to go.
And that's what I'm sensing, and I have for months and months and months. And that is that, because I'm involved in some other things that we've done in the state Democratic Party. And, I mean, folks are just coming right out of the grassroots. They're growing spontaneously. I mean, the folks, there was evidence of very strong organizing last night by the Obama folks. I know that, and it showed up in our own district. But it's that there's kind of a raw hunger out there for, and I don't like to even use the word change, but... There's such dissatisfaction with the direction the country's going, and that's what I feel, that these people are saying, we've got to, I don't know, many people said, you know, I've never been to a caucus before, I got to go this time. It also kind of reflected the suburbs out here in terms of age span. I've never quite seen out here so many people most people here are married with kids and from 35 years of age to 50. Well, that dominated our crowd last night. We were not overwhelmed with young people, 22 and under, or something like that. We weren't overwhelmed by older people. But it really did kind of reflect the demography of the suburbs, and that's saying something else, I think.
Boy, that's just a positive thing. Ted, thank you, man.
Just so spontaneous and overwhelming. It's wonderful.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, Ted. Thanks for hanging on, and thanks for getting on the air.
Righto.
All right. It's 9:50, 50 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz coming up at the top of the hour. Jay Marvin here. And John Turk has traffic.
Things real quiet out there in the metro right now. We're seeing speeds in the 60s, 70s on 225, I-25, I-70, and C-470. Might see a little more traffic than usual southbound I-25 from 58th to Spear, but nothing really that's going to slow you down. Still working an injury accident southbound Quebec Street at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That has been cleared, but still slow going through there. Want to remind you, County Line Road is closed in both directions between Colorado Boulevard and University for a major reconstruction effort. Traffic will need to take either University or Colorado South to where the intersection Hines Ranch, and then take University of Colorado North to Dry Creek. This construction expected to take about 4 months. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and cool with a chance of afternoon snow showers and a high near 40. This evening it'll be cold with a low of 19. Tomorrow mostly sunny and warmer, but could be windy. Look for a high near 45. Currently it's 30 degrees in Denver. John Trick, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take a listen. The Mile High City with cars honking or the Mile Deep Grand Canyon with creeks flowing. Do tomorrow different in Arizona. What?
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. itsmycarnow.com. The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
I don't necessarily think like everybody else.
Mario Solis Marriage.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling.
I live on West Kipling.
3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a two-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
Well, here we are at Petco celebrating Dollar Days, and I got to tell you, everybody has been showing up. Mittens is here. There's Boots, Midnight, Bandit, Chris the Bird, Whispers, Blackie. Oh, she's had some work done. Jammers, Ghostface Kitty, they're all here. Pets are flocking to Petco for up to $8 off select large bags of Hill Science Diet Dog and Cat Food, plus thousands of items on sale store-wide.
The incredible savings of Dollar Days. Don't miss the Valentine Pet Party, February 9th at 2 p.m. at Petco, where the pets go.
Hello, I'm Horace. I'm a magician.
How uninteresting.
Yes, and the coolest part about it is all the tax deductions I get, like this top hat and this bunny, even this giant coin.
How'd you do all that?
I got people.
Whatever your job, H&R Block can maximize your refund. Last year, we found over 2 million clients an average of $2,500 in deductions for employee expenses. When you got H&R Block, you got people. Learn more today at yougotpeople.com. Deductions are based on unreimbursed employee expenses.
This is Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On a Greyhound bus.
Way more.
Lord, I'm dragging this morning. I'm going to Shreveport and down to New Orleans.
Why, I'm swelling, Jennings. I remember when I was a country music disc jockey in Charlotte, I rode around all over town in his bus. You know, Whalen was very, very conservative politically. But boy, could he sing. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Trace his roots all the way back to Buddy Holly. Chance of snow, high today 39. And if anybody has the voter statistic turnout, Republicans versus Democrats, please email that to me. I've looked through the paper. I've looked through all my stuff, and I can't find it. But that shouldn't shock anybody, because this morning when I left to come here, I couldn't find the keys to start the car. So I had to borrow Mary's keys. I don't know where my head's at these days. It just doesn't seem to be where it should be. All right. The other thing is, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Mary has medical tests, and I need to take her to and from those. So I'm not sure who's sitting in for me tomorrow, but whoever it is, they'll be extremely capable. And then I'll be back on Friday. Have I got time to squeeze one more call in here? I think I do. Let me try Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi. Hey, good morning.
Say, I think, you know, the Democratic Party is doing great. We just remember, we need to bring those people that are still sitting on the fence, and even our young kids, like my daughter, and I'm talking to her about voting for a good Democratic president. But we need to remember why we need this change. And I want to ask you to play that Donald Rumsfeld clip about we don't know, we don't remember if the war is going to last 6 days or 6 months. Of course, they lied about that. And then I want you to play that clip also about Roberto Gonzalez. Well, I just don't recall. I don't recall. And Condoleezza Rice also, she doesn't recall. So I think if you played those clips, I think that would help us remember why we need this change and why a president who says he's Christian but won't vote to veto children's health care. That's why we need change.
Well, I think you're right about that. And you know what? We're going to go through the archives and see if we can come up with all those cuts and see if we can splice them all up and run them back to back. Thanks, Art. I appreciate the call, man. Have a good day. All right, that's it for me. And I'll be back on Friday, of course, unless management decides otherwise. Congratulations to all of you who went out and caucused last night. Yeah. Huh? Good reason to cheer. Good reason to cheer, no matter whose side you're on. All right.
I'm Daryl Schwant with GPS Mortgage Corporation. The Fed just cut rates by 0.75 points, and they did it again for another 0.5 point. So now is the time to refinance. Don't gamble with your biggest payment by waiting. Do a no-closing-cost refinance now, and then if interest rates drop, you can do it again. If you don't pay anything to do a refinance, you can do it over and over again. Do it like I do. Every time I can drop my rate even a 0.25 point, I do it. Instead of timing the market, I just follow interest rates down. Call GPS Mortgage Corporation at 720-895-1380. Anyone that has invested knows market timing is best left to the gamblers. If you don't have the stomach for it, call me. I'll show you a better way. A no-closing-cost loan now, and another when rates drop again. I've been doing this for 10 years for all my clients, and I'll do it for you, too. If it's free, you might as well. For many of you, your last loan officer is out of business. If that's you, then call GPS Mortgage Corporation at 720-895-1380. That's